The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
This is Bang My Lucky Stars. They're still putting on a program on this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome now, Scotty Crane. You are Bob Crane's son.
Correct.
And how have the other members of your family reacted to the website that you have here as a way of proving that your dad was no fag?
My mom, Sigrid Valdis from Hogan's Heroes, was very supportive of it.
Do you actually see your dad's genitals in these pictures and movies?
10 inches of screaming pink Jesus.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Negative state is excessive compulsive tendency.
This breaking story. This just in. Good news, everybody. It's your old buddy Rob. Don and Mike are out of their meeting with management, and they will be right back in this studio right after this. If the cart was cute. There it is.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, I apologize during our previous 2-hour meeting with management that caused us to be late for the show today. I used this man's name in vain many, many times.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Phil effing Hochberg this and Phil effing Hochberg that. And at one point I stood up incredulous and I looked at the managers and I said, Phil Hochberg! I said, Phil Hochberg!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, and that's the way you would look at someone and go, Jesus Christ.
And that was a happy meeting.
Yeah, right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nimble Nuts and all the ships at sea. They'll hold your interest longer than Bob Crane's massive crank, guaranteed. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for bearing with us while we weren't here. That will be explained in a moment. It's a new episode on this Thursday, July 19th. Let me start today's show by telling you that we won't be here tomorrow.
Right.
But
It's got nothing to do with anything related to the radio. It's a separate personal day off thing that we had set up long time ago.
Scheduled day.
So, you know, don't turn the radio on tomorrow and think that what you heard today is happening again because it's not.
And we apologize for being a little bit late.
Yeah, we're sorry. You know, the weasels here, they want to have meetings with us, and then we have meetings, and, well, it's hard to believe. They don't always mean what they say and say what they mean. And it gets to be showtime.
And, you know, they take their seven-hour lunches.
Yeah, and then they think that they can get us into a meeting, and then when it's not resolved, they look at their watch and go, oh, yeah, it's time for you to start the show. I guess you better leave, and we'll have to continue this meeting at another time. So that's what they learn in weasel school.
Yes, it is their job as professional weasels to talk to us so much that it carries into the show.
So anyway, in a nutshell, I'll tell you exactly what's going on, at least as much as I can tell you. You might know that a couple of months ago, the good weasels at CBS Infinity Broadcasting, there was a window in our contract where they could renew our contract for two additional years. And we promised you at that time that we were going to be happy with the contract. There were lots of things that made us very happy. And we were going over some of those things today. And, of course, we still can't tell you, but we can say that in the next 2 weeks,
there is going to be a very exciting announcement about WJFK and a very exciting announcement about WNEW.
Concerning the Don and Mike radio show.
So we're very, very excited. And
it's all finalized.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we can't tell you. However, suffice to say,
you want to stay tuned.
When it does happen, you guys will be the first to know.
Cool. Absolutely.
It's just something that's been talked about for a long time. As I mentioned, something we're very happy about, and it's finally done. It's finally done, and you know, we have the timetable now. A couple of weeks, we said, well, gee, what do we do if people call us up about it? And that's why we got into the big argument with them that we weren't going to come in. They have us come in so many times when there's stuff, even minuscule stuff, and they always say to us, well, don't say anything about this.
Yeah,
on
that's
the air,
right? Standard weasel advice that we get is don't say anything. And you know, to be honest with you, to say what we just said required a little talking.
Yeah, I mean that required a 2-hour meeting today with the Weasel Patrol.
And that's the way it is, and that's what we can tell you. We certainly wish we could tell you more. We will be able to tell you more in a couple of weeks, and it's very exciting. It's something that that we're pretty jacked about.
And we did fight today tooth and nail for the opportunity to come on the show and tell you that this something great that concerns our show and WJFK and WNEW is a couple of weeks away.
So bear with us.
Well, you know, watch your calendars, and let's all hold them to this timetable.
Yes.
And a couple of weeks, and everything will be hunky-dory. And sorry that we were late today for the show. But, you know, they're such dicks, and the reason that they do it like this is that they know that tomorrow was a scheduled, for personal reasons, tomorrow was a scheduled day that we weren't going to be here.
Right.
And, you know, I'm positive that they thought, well, if we wait until an hour before the show to have the meeting,
of course,
and then we don't really get to the crux of the meeting until they go on the air, well, they'll go on the air, and then they're not going to be here tomorrow, and then Monday, we're not going to be around, meaning the management, and then nothing.
The reason we have gray hair.
Mm-hmm. None of it ever gets resolved. So there you go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry we were late. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, on the Don and Mike fans website, there's a reference to a New York Post article, and if you click on it and go there, it's reporting the rumor that you're going to be moving to middays. That's one thing. But the second thing is Leslie Gold's picture's on there, and she's quite a fox.
Yeah, she's a POA.
Yeah, very nice-looking lady.
You know, again, I wish we could tell you what's happening. We can't tell you what's happening.
No, that's it. And, please, I would ask everybody calling. You know, we know you're curious about it, and we can't talk about anything. And please, you know, honor that. We've done that before, too. We wish we could, but we can't.
Give us a couple of weeks, and I promise you guys will be the absolute first to know anything. Well, not anything, but when it happens, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Is it going
to
be good news for D.C.?
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
Absolutely.
Good news for D.C., good news for New York, good news for very few other affiliates, but good news for, I'm kidding.
You're a kidder.
I'm kidding. No, it's good news for everybody who listens to this show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, when you get to New York, could you send me a T-shirt?
I don't get that.
Well, that's where you're moving to, isn't it?
No, no, certainly not.
No, we are not.
I have purchased an apartment in New York, but I did that a while ago. I'm the Hillary Clinton of New York. I'm a carpetbagger. I got my place.
Good.
Now we can tell you that. That's perfectly. Yeah. We are not moving to New York.
No, right. I've got my place here. I've got my kid in school here. I've got my wife who is throwing every dime possible into the house that I have here. It just was convenient for me to get an apartment in New York.
And, I was talking to you about that when we were up there the last time up in New York, and I think the main reason for that is the best one. When you get off that plane with nothing, you just go up there, and you don't have to haul stuff up there.
I don't carry bags, right. There's no maids, Jack coming up to your room.
Very cool.
Yeah, right. And the best thing is, since it was a brand new apartment, all of the J.O. stains will be my J.O. stains.
I'd get an apartment up there also, but unfortunately the debt load that I am currently carrying prohibits me from buying anything.
Understand right that.
You've seen those things they paste on the door when the creditors are looking for me.
Do you have bad credit?
Yes.
Hello? No, it was a generic question.
Well, the other day I was making a car payment at the bank, which I often want to do. That's what you do when you're late, and, once again, I went by the drive-through, and the lady took the thing and took my check, and then as she was handing me back to the receipt, I got one of the little head shakes where she's like, there he goes again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
I just wanted to...
Great, but you can't say that. You can't say that on the radio.
We appreciate that, but you can't say the S word. But I understand in today's modern gang technology to say that you are the SHI. That's nice. So thank you. Let me...
Yeah, I mean, that's really the nicest use of that word, even though we can't broadcast.
Let me repeat that back to you. You as well are the feces.
Thanks, man. I listen to you guys every day at work. You guys get me through the day.
That's nice.
Trying to give a shout out to my man Jed. He's there.
And he's the feces, too.
He's the feces, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, somebody said the other day, why do people use the F word and the S word when they call you? And I said, there are a lot of people, I'll enlighten everyone here. There are a lot of people where that is the way they express themselves.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, we express ourselves.
It hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Right. Well, we do, you and I, when we're like together.
All the time.
But not when we're home. We don't do that at home.
You know what? I find myself doing it in front of the boy.
Uh-oh.
More and more.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Well, he's
becoming a man.
He's 16 now, and it used to be I would come downstairs to wake him up, and I'd say, it was little boy. I'd say, hey, my sweet boy, time to get up. And as he got older, I'd say, hey, come on, sleepyhead. And now I just pretty much come down and go, hey, get your ass out of bed. And that's what he gets. I say, get your stinking ass out of bed. Move it. We got work for you to do.
And he looks at you with loving eyes and says, Daddy, you're the ass.
Yes, Daddy, you're the feces. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm calling from Bakersfield, and I know we're a hick town, but we are one of your oldest and most loyal affiliates.
Yes.
Is this going to affect this big change? Is it going to affect our affiliation or anything like that?
I don't believe so.
Okay. We got to have our Don and Mike.
Of course.
Lick you all over.
I could be lying.
No, come on.
I'm kidding with you because you're the feces.
No, yeah. Once again, we can't talk about the changes that are coming.
We can talk about nothing specific.
But we're not going to lose you, are we?
No.
Okay.
No.
You promise.
No. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I have a question about movies.
Sure.
Lately, you've been recommending Rounders.
Love it.
In the past, you have also recommended Casino and Heat.
For my money, if
Rounders would be the best of those three.
Casino is second best, I think, and Heat is a very close third.
Absolutely.
So if I only had, only could go out and get one movie, you'd say Rounders.
Yeah, get Rounders.
All right, thanks.
Get rounders. The only thing about Heat, the only knock on Heat, and you got me to watch Heat finally, and I watched it on my vacation. Al Pacino's a little too Al Pacino-y in Heat.
Well,
did you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, but I kind of like
when
that.
When he goes in and he's gonna be.
He's over the
it's
top.
The way it is, I gotta tell
you. Hold on, listen, the four. Are you still there?
Yeah.
The fourth one, and you gotta consider this. Freddie got fingered. Okay, but again, that's just me personally.
Not Detroit Rock City.
Well, all right. If you got five. Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, baby.
And, of course, Beethoven 1 and Beethoven 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, just real quick. I love it being on hold. Nothing ever gets bleached. So
you know, I'd really like to compliment the Encore channel last night for really running an Encore movie that everybody wants to see. And I hadn't watched it in ages. They ran Animal House, and they ran it, and it was a great print, and it was just, you know, it's amazing when a lot of time passes, it still holds up. It's fantastic.
Somebody should call hell, that it must be freezing in hell, because what you're saying is Encore actually ran.
And Encore ran an Encore movie. That was awesome. I've watched little snippets of Animal House over the years, but I really never went all the way through the road trip, and when they go to the college, the girls' school, and Fawn Leibowitz dies in the kiln explosion, Jesus, that's funny.
Yeah, it's great.
What happened to Tim Matheson? That was it for him, wasn't it?
No, he was in, as a matter of fact,
he was in Fletch.
He was in, wasn't he in Tommy Boy? Isn't that the guy I'm thinking of?
Black Sheep.
In Black Sheep. He's Chris Farley's brother, the guy who's... Mike, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is whatever happened to Tim Matheson.
Okay, all right. I got you. Well, listen, now I know I heard you say that, yes, when you're on hold, you hear pre-delay, meaning that you hear someone... So what,
right.
you heard the guy say that we're the feces?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, just welcome back to Vegas. I know you've been back for a little bit, but you guys were gone there for a while, and I know you can't say anything, but I hope this new change doesn't take you back out of here, because I'm glad to have you back. It was really a bummer when you guys weren't around.
No, it won't. At least I hope it won't. I don't think it won't.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I don't think it will. That was good. Hey, I don't think it won't.
Duh, God, no.
Mind if I pick my nose? I don't think it won't. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Tim Matheson now plays the vice president on West Wing.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's a tiny role on the West Wing.
Well, but it's getting bigger now that they're getting closer to re-election and him with the MS and all that. You're going to see more and more of him.
Yeah, he does play a good role. I mean, his cameos on the West Wing are strong. I like him as the vice president.
Plays a guy with MS?
No, the president.
Martin Sheen has MS. Martin Sheen's got the MS.
Right.
Okay. Oh, well, MS has got the MS.
Right.
Very clever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Listen, I want to preface my statement by apologizing for bringing something up from yesterday's show, but I really have to. I have to. I lost sleep over it last
night. What was that?
With your conversation with Lee, I don't care about the content, but Mike interrupted you so many times. I was so frustrated. I wish I could have just told him to shut up a couple times.
Well, I think... Oh, F you.
No, I think it is because...
That's a ballsy position to take, too, dick.
I think, as Mike explained yesterday, when someone was yelling at me about our conversation with Leah...
Right.
The way we do it, the way we've always done it, is that... you know, I get to be the bad cop, and Mike is the good cop,
And we got a lot of compliments on that conversation.
This yin and yang, this is what makes the show work.
And I'm glad, and you know what? And I'm delighted that you lost sleep over that.
Yeah.
And you know, listen, I've listened to you guys for a very long time, but, man, that was the worst... He's ever done that. He interrupts you a lot, but that was by far...
No, listen, I beg to differ. I think that there was probably about 5,999,000 people who would say it's the other way around.
That's right. And, sir, maybe I could come to your house, and after I get done making love to your entire family, your mother, your wife, I could actually interrupt you a few times.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I figured out what you guys are doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're moving to mornings on WAVA.
Right, you got it. All right, like listen, somebody finally figured it out. So when you got it, you got it.
Thank you, my friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yoo-hoo, calling from Alaska.
Oh, yoo-hoo.
In Alaska.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo,
hi.
Oh, we love you in Alaska. Radio's never been the same. I got out of my igloo and put my antenna up.
What would be the high temperature today in Anchorage?
Hold on, let me guess. I bet it's warm. I bet it's like 73.
I'll say it's going to be in the high 50s.
That's about right.
Wait.
We love you up here.
Oh, hold on. Wait, which is it? What's the temperature?
short sleeve shirt. Eskimos.
What, you don't have a thermometer? You don't have...
Well, what's the temperature right now in Alaska?
You know, let's see. It's 10 to 12 in Alaska. Now you're going to make me go over the digital thermometer.
Don't they do it in America? Anchorage today, a high of 60 degrees and a low of 55.
Don't they do it in America?
And it's raining. And tomorrow, a high of 63 and 56 with showers.
It says 68. Out here with the mountain, with the sheep.
68,
so.
Pretty close.
Hey, you're right, Don. You're right, because it says here, it says Anchorage, 60 degrees and 55, but if she was calling from Fairbanks, it would be 74 degrees and 55.
And what's all this 10 and 12 stuff? United States owns Alaska. You should be using our state of measurement, right?
It's Alaska Standard Time. It's 10 to 12, but we love you.
Oh, I got you. When you said 10 to 12, you were talking about the time of day. I thought you meant it's 10 to 12 degrees outside.
And since we're on the subject of Alaska weather, Fairbanks has 74 degrees, and it's further north than Anchorage.
Yes, it is.
What's with that?
But you know what? If you come up here, there's a guide that will take you to where the big ones are. So my girlfriends and I always go fishing with him.
Great.
Has he shown you the big ones for a long time?
Hey, it's called a king. But no, are we going to lose you up here?
So no, honey. Like this in Alaska?
You've already lost us, ma'am.
No, don't worry about it, honey.
Yoo-hoo!
Okay, yoo-hoo, bye-bye.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Love you. Bye-bye. Come on by anytime. We'll show you the big one.
Black you cross that Alaska border, you lose your hearing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You guys rule a cemetery, man. You like heat, right?
Yes, with Al Pacino, yeah.
There's a movie called The Killer by John Woo, which, it's just like Heat. And it actually has, the body count's about 60, 70 people just die. It's awesome.
All right, thanks. Rent it on the next holiday weekend.
It's a musical.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I miss you guys. I only get up to D.C. area a couple times a month. But just a quick question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was listening last night when I was coming into town, and you guys run from 7:30 to 8. What was the deal?
We run a best of from 7:30 to 8 every night.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How long has that been going on?
Well, apparently you're not around enough to know, so why should I bother to tell you? You're a transient.
Yeah, well,
get your clothes on the tied to the stick and get you know what I mean, like
hop the freight train.
Yeah, you get out there and put your thumb out and hitch it around. What is it that Rush Limbaugh says?
Thumb in the air, Vanity Fair.
Thumb in the air, Vanity Fair. Hitch it a ride.
He's a hobo.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to take George Gobel to block.
Oh, no, we have not pulled out the comedy zingers yet. I got a feeling that what we're on right now, we're on a pretty good groove right now. I don't think we need the comedy zingers quite yet.
Well, when that last guy called about me interrupting you, I should have probably taken out a comedy zinger instead of saying that I'd make love to his mother.
I was praying for that during that call.
All right, well, what did you want, sir?
George Gobel to block, please.
Now, George Gobel is the one that's impossible because he's on a cut on the CD that has like 8,000 guys.
That's a shame because George Gobel's funny.
Let me give you some other choices. Karen Valentine.
She's delightful.
Okay, well then, here you go. Here's a comedy zinger guaranteed to increase the comedy quotient of the show. Karen Valentine on the Hollywood Square.
Karen Valentine.
I don't blame you. Why is the booby bird called the booby bird?
Because it has big feet.
Well, listen, Liz, the idiot on the phone's laughing. He loved it. Get out of here. Get off the telephone.
Karen Valentine. She had big boobies.
Did she? Who knows?
Didn't she?
She just had that giant head and a pulled back hair under him, 222.
I thought you had the steaming undies for Karen Valentine.
Oh, no, never.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Have you ever heard me profess my love for Karen Valentine?
Oh, you did.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's been so long.
Listen, here you go. This is an email that was forwarded to me by executive producer Charles Broyhill. This email came to him from someone else, and it was routed to us.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say that this is the problem when you do something nice for someone. That it was a couple of weeks ago on the show, a guy called up and said, hey, my dad's dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I want to fly down to Florida, and I want to take my son, and I don't have any money. Mm-hmm. And what we did, we bought the guy a ticket. We sent him down to Florida to see his dead dad.
But his actually dad was dying.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's dead now. And anyway, we tried to make it as nice as possible for him.
Right.
And at the time, we said, please remember, it goes against everything that this show stands for us to do nice stuff for people. Please keep it quiet.
Sure.
Well, since then, we've received, of course, just a plethora of mail, people writing and asking us to help us with stuff. And this is the one that pissed me off the most.
Okay.
And I think it'll piss you off as well.
Good.
This email, it says, please get this to Don and Mike. This was sent to Michelle, who works here at CBS. It says, hello, my name is Brett, and I'm writing in regards to my brother's recent grand prize that he won on the Food Network. My brother Ronald recently won a grand prize from the Food Network. The problem is we cannot afford the taxes on such a prize. The shortfall would be about $10,000.
Oh, man.
The fact is, there's no way we can afford this without sponsorship of some kind. I know this is a bold letter and it's a lot of money, but I'm short on time. The company that handles the prize wants an answer by July 23. I know I'm begging, but I'm doing this for my mother and brother. See, this is where you go wrong every time by doing something nice for somebody.
Right.
You get a dick like this asking you for $10,000.
Right, because somebody won a prize.
For a tax on a prize. And generally, I was thinking if you win a prize, there aren't taxes included. But
You sell the prize normally to cover the taxes.
Yeah, I thought like when they give away a car on The Price is Right, they always say, you know, you pay the tax on the car.
And people that can't afford the taxes normally can sell the car back to the the dealer or whoever's doing it and collect the money.
Mm-hmm. All right, so listen to this. The guy writes, I'm not doing this for myself, but for my mother and my brother. My mother has dreamed of Hawaii since I was a small child. She was a hula dancer for years and has always talked about someday enjoying the life vicariously she lived through dance and performance. This was years ago, but she still talks about it every day, and there's no way that we could give her a better holiday than this.
Well, is that the prize they won from the Food Network?
I don't know. She's a sensitive and beautiful human being that has helped without question the sons, blah, blah, blah. Never have there been a time when my mother's not been there to help, blah, blah, blah. I'm writing in hopes that you may want to advertise your show on a human billboard on the Food Network. I will be on Al Roker's special, and I will meet Bobby Flay.
Oh, God.
Please think about the offer. I can be contacted at phone number. Please consider this. I'll owe you big time. Thank you very much, Brent.
This is $10,000 that he wants for this?
Yeah, he wants $10,000.
There's no clear description of what the grand prize was.
No,
is it a house in Hawaii?
All of a sudden, this Hawaii thing takes place.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. The answer is no.
Of course.
The guy's not getting one thin dime from us.
Absolutely, but I'm still curious.
No, I know. That's why we're going to call him up now and tell him that our generosity does no boundaries. I mean, some people say my generosity knows no bounds.
No, not us.
Ours does. Ours is goes as far as...
Well, there's no hardship there.
This is a
ridiculous request.
If your dad's dead and you got to go see him and you don't have money, maybe we can help you out. I bet he's dead now. Well, I would feel gypped if we flew the guy down there because his dad was dying.
Well, you never know with something like that. It's out of our hands.
2 or 3 weeks later, if the dad's still alive, frankly, we think we're owed a refund.
Well, you never know because, I mean, maybe seeing the grandson might have, rallied, spurred him on.
Well, then how about throwing some of that money back our way?
Well, if he makes a miraculous recovery.
Hold on. Let me,
throw something again here.
One?
But I don't even understand. That letter is so convoluted, I can't even understand what the prize is, and a $10,000
tax
would be on like a $100,000 prize.
Yeah, if it was a trip to Hawaii, I don't know how you can make it cost like over $100,000.
Right.
Unless it's like a house in Hawaii.
It might be a house, a dream house.
A Bobby Flay dream house.
And I don't get what the guy sent us the email. Well, he sent it today. Sent it at 5:11 a.m. Pacific Coast time this morning.
So the prize company has to know by Monday.
You want it from the Food Network.
Anybody remember a competition on the Food Network?
You're the only one who watches the Food Network.
You have watched the Sprint PCS voicemail box of...
Brett Sublett.
All right, that's him.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
We'll wait for the tone.
Sure we will.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Right. Hey, Brett, it's the Don and Mike Show here. Hi to you. No effing way.
No.
No effing way.
We got your email, and the answer is no, no, 1,000 times no.
$10,000?
Are you nuts?
$10,000. Well, what is the prize you won where you got to pay $10,000 tax? And what does this have to do with your mama going to Hawaii?
And what about selling the prize?
Yeah, please, listen, just because we sent a dead guy's son down to Florida to see the dead dad, the dying dad.
Right.
You don't think that we're here. This is not the Salvation Army we're running.
So come on, man. Besides, we didn't understand what your letter said, really.
Right.
You were speaking in code.
So don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, F off and die. Just get lost, please. And then tell Al Roker to kiss my ass, too.
We hope this will serve as our final word on the matter.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
We owe you big time. That's the other thing that pissed me off. The guy asked for $10,000, and then he writes at the very end.
I'd owe you big time.
If you consider this, I'll owe you big time.
Right.
Well, no, if we did it, you'd owe us $10,000 plus interest.
Absolutely.
But not a chance.
And we use the same kind of interest that Grandma used in Rounders.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me try the other
14 number. Points a day.
9, 1, 6.
There's another number there?
Yeah. Obviously, that was the cell. I'll try the home number now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get him at home and leave that message in person.
You mean the Jennifer Lopez movie? Oh, his cell phone.
Cell phone.
Oh,
the cell. I get
the
it.
Cell.
The cell.
Who sent you? Love that movie.
J-Lo.
Love that movie.
J-Lo.
After tone, record message.
Hi, it's Don and Mike. Listen to your cell phone. Because we just left you a message there.
Yeah, you might be very interested to see the to hear the message.
Right, listen, go get your cell phone right now as fast as you can and listen to the message. And
mighty interesting news for you on that cell phone message.
Contact us immediately and keep an eye out for the FedEx man in your neighborhood soon. Bye-bye. What can we say? We owe you big time. Thanks for listening.
Can you FedEx a briefcase full of cash?
I think a suitcase full of diamonds?
Diamonds?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, okay.
Can.
I was curious about that.
I know it says on the FedEx package, don't send money, but, yeah. You know, what the hell?
Right.
We're going to just send in $10,000, $1. No, actually, it's all in pennies.
I can't believe how generous our listeners have been.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Always are.
Yeah, with the radiothon that we had for your mom and her quest. Please, you dope. Well, what is this dumb email? Goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Love us.
Well, there you go. Jesus Christ. And the foreword that I got from Broyo when I received this email is, you will not believe this effing guy.
This guy.
From the Minister of Information.
Who is this guy?
You don't want this guy.
Now the email, gone. Where is it?
Don't know. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to call and talk to a guy.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi there.
How are you?
And you've already called.
Oh, okay.
Has he really?
Yeah, he said I'd like to call and talk to the guys.
Mike's right. Technically, you have.
Right.
You had already, when we picked up.
Sure.
Or actually, when the phone rang, you had called.
That part was done.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Fantastic. This is Matt from Rockville.
You know what that is right there? Just like to point out the difference again.
Right.
That is college education, public school right here. Mike figures out the guys has already called.
Sure, I'd like to call and talk to the guys. Uh-huh. You say you're talking to the guys, which is true, and I say, and you've already called.
And it took me a second to get that through because I went to 13th grade. But I got it. College guy. Okay.
There you go. That's the reason.
Hi.
Hi.
What?
You know, I'm listening to the radio and all these people calling and asking you guys for some money or for some gifts or whatever this is. And, you know, I'm just a simple guy, and I'd like to borrow a couple bucks just because I want to get drunk tonight.
How many? We'd like $2?
I don't know. Like, I'd like to get maybe a 12-pack or so.
A 12-pack? No, first off, your aspirations are way too high if you're going to be begging. You should shoot towards just a nice big 40-ounce bottle, like a Mr. 40-ounce bottle of...
like Cool 45.
Do you live in the area?
Yes, I do.
I could let you have $2 for a bottle.
All right, that's fantastic.
You want to just come by? I'll leave it at the front for you.
Okay, that'd be fantastic.
All right, and I mean that. I will bring $2 down to Colette.
From your ticker?
Absolutely.
From your ticker?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Congratulations.
Do you know where the station is?
He didn't bother to get directions, but in the commercial break, I'm bringing my $2 cash.
Well, you should know that right now there's a bunch of guys who desperately want a drink are going to be coming by the station. How do we know which guy?
See, he didn't leave his name.
You don't know this guy.
That's it. My money stays in the wallet.
You don't know this guy. You don't want this guy.
This guy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, first of all, I got two quick things for you.
Yeah.
The Lear interview, I don't know why everybody's razzing you. That was the most, you know, well-conducted interview in a couple years. That was awesome yesterday. I don't care what anybody said.
Thank you. Yes, as a matter of fact, all the institutes and the Smithsonian's called, Peabody is so they all want copies of it.
Nominated.
Yes, and we're sending it out to everybody. Mm-hmm. You're going to get it in your copy of Reader's Digest this month.
Our Pulitzer.
Transcribe. Really? Yeah, it's a great interview.
Nice.
Running on 2020, I think, for the lead story on 60 Minutes this week.
Very exciting.
Our groundbreaking interview with Leah. What else?
Okay, last thing. Is Mr. 40 on hiatus? Or is he still in a corner in an alley drunk somewhere?
You know, I don't know where Mr. 40 is. And frankly, as Will Smith sings, it's summertime. And I thought at some time during the summer, he was going to take me down to, the hood, down to Anacostia,
right.
Where I was actually going to stand on a street corner, like the White Shadow, and I was going to drink with 40 and his buddies.
Mm-hmm. Did I say thank you for that already in advance? Did I say thank you for giving yourself up for the show? That's a very nice move, because I know he offered us, and then, and I said, yeah, well, Don will enjoy that.
No, I'll do it. I'll bring a tape recorder. I think it'd be fun, right. You know, to see, if I get killed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if 40 does call, I'll be glad to go with him, but no, we don't know where he is.
But you would kick it in the hood with his boys?
Yes, absolutely, because he's the feces.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. All right, well, no need to say goodbye. Just call, ring on, and then ring off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yoo-hoo!
Hello.
Okay, I found something pretty fun today. Looking through a little bit of accounting here. The guy runs a business. It's called Dick Steamer Service.
Okay, what's funny?
What's the funny part?
He runs his service as Dick Steamer.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He obviously has never had an experience with steam like we have.
You know, I'm afraid, see, that guy tried to be funny, and he was not.
Right.
We were on a great roll there,
but
the brakes have hit. Buzz, pick a square, please. You can choose Vincent Price, John Davidson,
okay.
Demond Wilson, who, of course, was Lamont,
right.
Sanford and Son, or Suzanne Plachette.
Oh, it has to be one of those, eh?
Yeah. What do you want?
I'll take Suzanne Plachette because she's so lovely.
Suzanne Plachette the block. Okay, here you go. Another guaranteed laugh now. A zinger from the Hollywood Squares.
Suzanne Plachette from the Bob Newhart Show. Burt Reynolds stated just recently, it was an enormous success. But I don't want it on my gravestone that this was all I ever accomplished in life. What was he talking about?
It was a one-nighter.
Burt and I were on location together, but I'm sure you weren't talking about that, Burt.
If you go to Sweden, Denmark, or Norway, you'll want to exchange your American dollars for what?
Companionship.
Well, hold on, that was like out of order.
You know what I'm realizing listening to these? How horrible Peter Marshall is.
Yeah, they suck.
He F's up every single question.
Buzz, you're going to get a free one there because that was not really Suzanne Plachette. I mean, it was.
You missed Plachette.
She had
the zinger lacked zing.
Speaking to Bert.
It hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Sorry about it. Sorry, we did have a zinger there. I'm sorry.
Peter Marshall, every question is... You focus on some of the ones he does well. He's marvelous.
All right. I missed it there, but there was your zinger.
He was distracted by the beauty of Suzanne Plachette.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, in the movie Heat, you guys ever notice that they never show De Niro and Pacino in the same picture?
You mean the same scene? Isn't there a scene where they're meeting in a cafe or something?
Yeah, but they show one's head, and then they show the back of what could be some other guy's head, and looking at the other guy's face. So you never see their face at the same time.
You know, even in that final scene in Heat, you might be right about that.
Yeah, maybe so. Exactly. Who knows? Maybe Bob. And, you know, there is not a bigger Robert De Niro fan than I. I see all of his movies. But It pisses me off to no extent when I see someone. I saw Edward Norton being interviewed, and someone said to him, "What was it like working with Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando in this new movie, The Score?" And immediately he says, "Well, Bob did this and Bob did that."
Right.
Do you think really people say to him, "Hey, Bob"?
I don't know.
I think he's Robert, or he's just Mr. De Niro, or he's just. Or he's one of those guys that you don't even say their name. You just go, "How you doing?"
I was looking at the Meet the Parents outtakes that they have on the DVD of Meet the Parents. And I've read that he's an incredibly nice guy. He doesn't do the star trip. He doesn't lay the star trip on people. As a matter of fact, when Marlon Brando was being difficult during the movie The Score, they brought Robert De Niro in to direct him because
he's like this
big peacemaker. And I would think that he'd probably be the kind of guy that would say, you know, as soon as he meets somebody who's working with him, like an Edward Norton, he would probably say, "Call me Bob," because, you know, I speak from experience. I hate, you know, actors always use their full first names in most cases. You know, like you got Robert Redford, you got Robert De Niro, but you don't normally refer to people named Robert as
Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
Robert Eiler. But also, doesn't Regis call him Bobby De Niro? I always thought Regis was Bob.
That's a gag.
Phony.
You don't think they're friends?
You know what, Mike? Maybe you're right. Maybe that is what they call. But I just find it disingenuous when I see Ed Norton going, like, and I'm sitting there with Bob.
Like Donald Sutherland, probably, they probably call him Donnie. But it's pompous for Ed Norton to say that, I think, you know, publicly afterwards.
I mean, I think you should say I was sitting there with Robert or
or Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Yeah, use the whole name.
Yeah, I think it's definitely somebody who says it in print or in an interview trying to be pretentious.
Because you know that Robert De Niro, when he's speaking about Ed Norton, he doesn't refer to him as Ed or as Edward. He says, you know, but that no-talent prick that they had me work with in the movie Score, they asked me to see some of his movies, and Christ, did you see the piece of garbage he did with Ben Stiller? Where he was the priest and Ben Stiller was the rabbi?
Horrible.
And I said, who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
You don't want this guy. Eddie Norton.
Ed Norton.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now, there's a guy that probably wants to be called Edward.
Yeah, right.
You know, because otherwise he's putting a hat and a vest on and going down to the sewer.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to let you know that I found your station on the website, on the internet.
Well, now, if you did, I'm going to tell you right now to please keep it a secret, because if you announce it, the weasels at CBS will immediately go to whatever website it is that's broadcasting us, and they'll take the webcast off, and I don't want that to happen.
All right. I thought that y'all would want to know about it.
Well, no, I know that there's tons of bootleg sites where you can hear the show live, and we're all for it, but we don't promote those on the air because as soon as we promote it, the weasels at CBS will send a cease and desist, and you won't be able to hear it.
Well, that sucks.
Okay, well, just tell me very quietly what is the site.
You want me to tell you very quietly?
Very quietly. Just whisper it to me.
www.live365.com.
Gotcha. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right,
bye-bye. It's our secret.
He skipped the dot between the www and the website.
And that will throw the weasel off.
That's right.
They'll
sit there for hours going, huh? I don't understand.
Yeah, because they don't have the dot.
Why am I not able to get through?
I don't need to say it. It's funny, no?
Don't say it, Rob.
I won't.
877-365-3636. That is the telephone number. Let's get a call number 100 and a prize package selected especially for you. Well, Super Joe right now. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Here we go with a call number
100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
You serious?
Yeah.
Awesome. This is Rick from Rochester, New York.
Rick from Rochester. Well, here you go. Do you like the wrestling?
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, then you like this. You want an official WWF Invasion ringside chair.
Sweet.
You can sit, watch the wrestle, and J.O., do whatever it is you like during wrestling. Courtesy of Comcast and Cops Cable, plus WWF Invasion in Demand in your home Sunday night at 8 p.m.
It's a chair?
It's a chair.
A special chair that you watch wrestling in?
Yeah, or you can, get your jerk on.
Well, does it recline?
I don't know. It just said you won the official WWF Invasion ringside chair.
Ringside chair. So I bet it's like a director's chair.
Whatever that means.
Sweet. Enjoy
the WWF Invasion in Demand Sunday night at 8. Everybody else, order Invasion Sunday on pay for viewer thanks to the great WWF. Thank you.
I want one of those.
And hold on a second. Well, you should have told me. I would have stolen and given it to you. Let me ask. Listen, are you married to this gift?
What's that?
I'm just kidding. I really don't
sure?
want this here. I'm positive.
Are you sure you don't want it to go by your slot machine?
My broken slot machine. Oh. My slot machine that hasn't worked in almost a year.
All right, hold on. No, listen, the good news is Mike really doesn't want this, so enjoy it. Let this be the centerpiece of your family room.
Hey, real quick, guys. Can I ask you a question before I do the... Is it the contest I'm doing or no?
No, yeah, you just won a prize.
Okay, sweet. Can I ask you one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is coming to our town tonight. He was for a baseball game, you know, throw out the first pitch, blah, 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 whatever, sign autographs. I should get a little tape recorder and ask him if the fix was in and hide it so he doesn't know when I go up and get his autograph.
Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, I'm serious also. And then let me hear the sound of him punching you in the face.
Yeah.
After you ask him if the fix was in.
I'll break one of his Budweiser bottles over his head.
All right, gotcha. Thank you.
So we let me hold that?
You sound like a very nice man.
Yeah, hold on. Hey,
all right.
Just a bit of advice. Don't wait till the last minute to inflate this chair. This tells me it might be one of those blow-up jobbers.
Balloon chair.
Might be one of them things.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Love you guys. What's up?
No, love you. Hello.
Hey, this is the first time I've ever gotten through the past 2 years. I'm in Ark City, Kansas.
Yeah, well, we could tell. Hi.
Ark City.
Mm-hmm. Ark City, Kansas. Buzz, you know this town?
I do. I'm familiar.
Hey, it's great here. We just moved here from Tennessee. Y'all just got started getting Tennessee on,
Now, hold on. Just tell me, is that a lateral move? Is that a move up or a move down? You leave.
It's a move up.
You leave Tennessee to go to Kansas. That's a move up?
Hey, we love it here. Well, hey, Tennessee, I just wanted to know, will y'all start putting faces with nipples on the website?
No, we will not. We will just show just nipples. And, Lisa tells me that, as I mentioned, now no need to panic, everybody. Tomorrow is a scheduled day off for the show, okay?
We won't correct.
Tomorrow's a scheduled day off. But starting next week, we have 2 to 3 girls every day coming in.
Very good.
To finish up National Nipple Week, and you'll be able to see the photographs of all of those girls and their breasts on www.donandmikefans.com. And frankly, sir, who wants to see the faces? I mean, you want to see the breasts, right?
Well, no, the faces matter, too.
Are there a lot of great nipples in Ark City, Kansas?
Hey, this is a college town. There's lots of great nipples here.
Mm. All right, well, listen, enjoy that move. I myself would consider it a lateral move from Tennessee to Kansas.
But didn't we have Tennessee once, or it may have been Kentucky had the worst teeth.
Yeah.
Kentucky?
Yeah, it was a study of which state had the worst teeth.
Yeah.
And West Virginia was way up there.
Yeah, very much so. I'm sure Tennessee was in there, too.
Hey, our insurance wasn't so good in Tennessee.
All right, gotcha. Well, listen, enjoy it. And I'll say this above all else. You're going to get one hell of a college education in Kansas.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes, sir.
When you're at home in your personal time, who do you listen to on the radio?
I don't. They have great colleges in Kansas.
Yes, absolutely.
They get the best teachers from around the world. They say, they're clamoring. They say, Harvard.
I want to teach. Kansas State.
Ark City. I want to go to Ark City, Kansas to teach.
What is the college in Ark City?
It's Cowley County College.
Pardon me?
Cowley County.
Cowley County College.
Cowley College.
Cowley, yes.
Cowley, and
the
it's
three C's.
Home of the Fighting what? What is your the mascot there?
The Tigers, I think.
The Fighting Tigers.
Cowley County
College.
College Tigers.
Yes, right. Sir, that's it.
They allow you to major in gun repair. All right, thank you.
Hey, bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
It's a college town, even though the college is a building.
Not much of a town, either.
Right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Chris the Gambler.
Chris the Gambler. Hold on. College makes me think of collagen, which makes me think of... This is how my mind works.
Right.
Makes me think of Laura Croft, or what's her name, Angelina Jolie's lips.
Right.
Makes me think that... I'm surprised I didn't mention this. Surprised you didn't know this. I didn't mention this. When Frieda and I went to see last weekend the Bob De Niro movie, they showed a trailer for an upcoming movie with, what's his name, Antonio Banderas and Angelina Jolie.
They heat up the screen?
It's a period piece. One of those movies where she's having her period for the whole movie. And at the very end, the last scene in the trailer, she's puckering her lips. And on a big, gigantic 40-foot screen, it's just her lips. And now I think Angelina Jolie is a POA.
Yeah, I think she's very sexy.
She'll be one of the women on our top 25 list whenever we get around to re-rating women. But, man, she got some funky lips.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, whether she... Did she get regular collagen injections? Did she have something done to them permanently? Or did... You know, John Voight does have kind of the... The big, thick lips.
Yeah, but he doesn't have lips like this. And I mean, you got to see the last scene of this movie, and she's wearing red lipstick, and the last scene of the trailer for the movie...
It's just her mouth.
Just on the screen, not even her mouth, just her lips. And her lips are like... They're in the kissing position.
Uh-huh. Are they attractive?
They look like clown lips.
Right.
When they're that big, they almost look like, you know, the wax lips that you could get at a kid at a candy store?
Exactly.
That's what they look like, big clown lips.
A little disturbing.
Yeah.
A little, like, disturbing moving away from erotica.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. She gets regular injections from Billy Bob. Maybe that has something to do with it.
So anyway, I thought of collagen when you said college.
His lips are dreamy.
Chris the Gambler.
How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing great.
Well, how about those wins?
Oh, now, this is a guy who has bet his hair on the fact that the Minnesota Twins are going to win the World Series.
I have actually on the sidewalk.
You what?
Diaper, I have to walk in an adult diaper on your sidewalk.
Oh, is that what the bet is?
That is the bet, man.
It is jamming up for the wild card. It is really going to be a horse race to see who gets in the postseason. Another fantastic come-from-behind victory by the Boston Red Sox last night.
The Yankees split the doubleheader, so they still lead the Red Sox.
By one game, but the Red Sox picked up half a game on them yesterday.
The Yankees are going in the toilet. The other thing I want to tell you is when I think of Angelina Jolie, I think of Bill Clinton.
Okay, you know, I know we're getting some stupid joke here. What is it?
It's not even a stupid joke. I'm just thinking Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, you know.
No. No.
Come on, guys.
No. No. Do you get it, Rob?
Yeah, he's talking about her DSLs.
DSLs, you know what? We're going to have to go. I'm afraid Chris...
I mean, I knew that's the obvious thing, but there was no real connection.
Effectively stopped the show, so I'm going to have to go right to a comedy zinger, and I'm hoping that this time it's going to be a winner. I'm going to go to a former friend of ours, and the only reason he's not our current friend is that he's dead. The very late, McLean Stevenson.
Funny guy.
I'm going to call him for Hollywood Squares Zinger.
Take a start.
McLean Stevenson, please.
$400 and the championship. According to the book, A Fruit is Born. Did you read A Fruit is Born?
I wrote it.
Oh. What country produces more fruit than any other country in the world?
I'd say West Los Angeles.
The late McLean Stevenson.
You know what? That's okay. For anybody that's familiar with L.A.
I know the other day we were talking about our lack of celebrity friends. Now, when we do have a celebrity friend, we generally run them off.
Yes.
McLean Stevenson is the prime example of that.
Yeah, and it was with his kid, right?
McLean Stevenson was a guy that, this was after MASH was off the air, but he came on our morning show one day, and we really became friends with McLean Stevenson to the point where he said, we should all go on vacation together.
We did a remote down. This is, to tell you how long ago this was, the airline was Piedmont Airlines that we were doing a promotion with.
In Jamaica or something.
In the Bahamas, I think it was. And we came down there, and he was on our show for the whole 4 hours down there. And We hung out with the guy at a party. He was one of the funniest guys I've ever known.
We drank with him. We went to the casino with him.
He wore, like, the old man sport coat, didn't he? Like, with the plaid sport coat.
And you and I just, like, frickin' frack walking on the arms of McLean Stevenson and, of course, all of the, you know, idiot tourists. They were all stopping, pulling their slot machines.
Sure.
To look at the famous McLean Stevenson. Sure. And he was on the show all the time, much like Leah. He would call us from all over the world. And then his son became the host of the new dating game.
Jeff McGregor.
Jeff McGregor. And we didn't even know that he was McLean Stevenson's son.
And he came on our... Jeff McGregor came on our show.
Yes. And said something about, I understand you know my dad, McLean Stevenson.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, he's a great guy. And Jeff McGregor said, no, he's not such a great guy.
Ooh. And it was really kind of a flip about it and very nasty. And we wanted to make peace, I believe. And we tried to contact McLean Stevenson, who didn't want to have anything to do with it.
We called him on the air. We said, hey, it's Don and Mike. And he said, hi, guys. How you doing? We said, we've got... your son Jeff here with us.
It was very awkward, and then we
were doing an intervention there, and he didn't want any part of it.
No, he never was on the show after that.
No, he was never on the show. Never.
It ended ugly, and we liked him a lot, and then
right.
He died.
That's another example. We just wear out our welcome.
Well, we make terrible blunders, and you know we try to make people happy, and sometimes it doesn't work.
No, I got a thing here that Lisa just pulled off the internet from the Food Network about the prize that apparently that Dum Dum wants $10,000. It says the Food Network Taste the Adventure prizes and winners, and here is the grand prize, in which the guy apparently has to pay $10,000 for. One grand prize winner and three guests will travel via private jet to three mouth-watering destinations for a 10-day food adventure. Traveling in their own chauffeur-driven SUV, they will go to Hawaii, Northern California, and New York.
Well, what's the deal with 10? That's a scam. Yeah, there's no way that costs $10,000.
I mean, I think that
that's the kind of prize you don't have to pay taxes on.
I think maybe the trip total... You know, if you went to Hawaii, Northern California, and New York, it might cost you $10,000.
Yeah, probably be about a $10,000 trip, right?
I think, you know, the taxes would be, at the most, you're talking about $2,500, maybe?
Something fishy there.
Mm-hmm. It's a scam. So we found the prize that I guess the guy was talking about. And that's, I guess, why he wrote us the crap about me. You know, my mommy wants to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, he wanted spending money is what he wanted.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike. There's an article in the Style magazine about a month ago about Angelina Jolie and her lips, and they swear that no collagen injections, and they had a picture of her when she was 12 years old with her father, and they were huge then.
I believe that. I believe that's possible. I mean, because they're such a big deal, and they've always looked like that. You know, they've looked like that from the very beginning. It's not like she had wasn't it Barbara Hershey?
Yeah,
who had really thin lips and then
overinflated.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
I mean, they became like big, bulbous, like airbags.
Very
coming on her mouth. They were gigantic, those things.
Hi, Bob. My baby, Barbara Herpy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's when she did that movie, Bitches. I mean, Beaches.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
This train, Don and Mike?
No, I'm sorry. Not thick enough. You're just not thick enough to make it on the air today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was thinking to get that guy his $10,000 that he needs so desperately. Your listeners, I'm sure, are incredibly generous. If you want to just go ahead and give his number out, I'm sure we'd all call and donate.
Yeah, okay. I know where you're coming on that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
It was so nice.
Hi.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I got a question for Buzz.
He's right here. But right. Don't ask him for W-E-E-D.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not a smoker, guys.
All right. Good for you.
what is your favorite porn ever?
My favorite porn ever?
That's a great... Now, that's a great question.
That is a good question. What's your favorite porno, Buzz?
I think, and it's old. It's really old now. But Behind the Green Door, I think, is still a classic.
What of the modern genre do you enjoy?
I haven't purchased anything recently, and they're not making classics like
what's
they
the one that you watch the most? What's the one that has the most burn marks in the tape from you backing it up in
Night Dreams, right?
You know what? That would be an honest answer. Among fairly recent stuff, Night Dreams, because of its quality, you know, the lighting, the music, all that, that would be, and it's probably gotten the most wear as well.
Don, what's your favorite?
Well, mine is, it's a gay one, but it's, maybe you've heard of it, it's called You've Got Male Genitals.
You've Got Male, M-A-L-E.
Yeah, male. You've Got Male Genitals. That's my favorite. And Mike?
I think mine would be a Full Metal Condom.
Wow.
Yeah. We've all got our favorites.
I saw a great one. It's called, they have a series of them. It's called The Show with Gentile. They kind of do a skit with, like, his Johnny Carson show and stuff like that. Real funny if you ever get a chance to.
My wife is going to kill me today. I mean, she's going to kill me, and I'll tell you why. That today, as a matter of fact, I sat down to watch me some porn.
Uh-huh.
And
to relax a little bit?
Yeah, just to unwind. Uh-huh. And I turned it on. And it was the one that was $10.99 for the double feature.
Uh-huh.
And it was one.
Well, they only, like, there are three of them now, right? That
yeah.
You can pay $10.99.
So I turn on channel 596 on the DirecTV, and it comes on, and they're simply the ugliest, most unattractive people.
Oh. They do that a lot, and they're doing it too much.
Yeah. So I think I can't watch this, and I don't have time. I don't have the 10 minutes it's going to take for this scene to change for new people to come in.
Right. So did you make a $21, $22 investment?
Well, no, I made a $33 investment because I bought the second one, and without looking at the title, and it was something like Buzz's Butt Adventure, and it's all anal, and you know, I don't like that. That's right. An exit, not an entrance.
Right.
So I ended up buying a third one.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going back and forth, and I'm realizing that I've got, yeah, I got three. I got three of these babies going on my TV at
such
one
an entertainment
time,
value, too.
At one time, and meanwhile, while all of this is on pay-per-view, on regular non-porno pay-per-view, I've got traffic. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to watch the Zeta Jones movie Traffic.
Yeah, she's not looking her best in that movie either.
I'm not watching that movie to get my jerk on. I'm just watching it to watch it.
Sure.
But I'm going between that. Whenever there was a slow-mo moment in Traffic,
right.
I would go back and I'd go to the one channel
to see if it's gotten any better.
Still the ugly people. Then I would go to the other channel and there were a really good-looking people, but it was right at the very end of the scene. It was the money shot.
We should write a letter. You know, take the British people off.
Yeah.
You ever see the British people on that?
Yeah, I have.
There's some guy, I guess he's got a theme where, you know, he's a British guy and he goes out and he... What?
The Butt Man.
No, I don't think it's the Butt Man.
I don't think that's... But I don't know who it is, but it's like he talks to them and it's in the... It's foul. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I want to see good-looking people.
All I know is I got three at once, Ed, and I know I'm dreading that bill because that's
course.
The day that she's going to go. And what was wrong with you on this day, on July 19th, when you had not one, not two, but... Three pornos all going at the same time.
Tough meeting with management.
And
how about Midnight Rider?
Never heard of
not
that.
Heard of it.
Oh, it's just they do a bunch of skits, like not too hot for TV.
See, I don't like skits.
No.
What I like in my porno is I like good-looking women. I really don't care about the guys. I like good-looking women. And I like them basically to just open the door like the TV repairman comes over.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they
right.
bend over to turn on the TV, and the next thing you know, it's hot action.
Hot action.
Don't start for a minute.
Plenty of hot action.
Total time invested on the three adult channels today?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Maybe 5 minutes. So you do the math in your head. I paid $10.99 each.
It's, like $6-$7 a minute.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Seven.
Yeah.
$7.
$7 a minute.
You know, it's
and worth it.
And I rationalize it. It's cheaper than a call to Japan.
Right.
Cheaper than if I wanted to make a phone call to Japan.
You would think that those networks, well, I suppose they don't want to do it that way, would offer like a yearly package. So you'd, yeah, that would be a better value. But no, they're not going to make their money that way.
No, that's how they get you. I wish there was something that would tell you this has ugly people or mm-hmm. this has... And part of
so you have to read the information when you press select. Not that I'm an expert here. You have to read between the lines, and it'll give you an idea.
Read the synopsis.
And part of my problem was I was so anxious sitting
of
there.
Of course.
Right. Sitting there nude except for my T-shirt on.
Thank you for that detail.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Thank you for that detail. Just spread eagle in the chair in my
couch. Oh, God.
God's chair in my... Well, come on. Like what do you do when you watch these movies? You sit there with your...
I'll never tell.
Come on. I'm sitting there. I got my pants off. I got my...
Oh.
I'm sitting there in front of the TV, and I didn't even realize. I should have looked at the title when it was something like The Butt Adventures.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I turned this one on, and it's like, this guy is doing five girls in a row, all of them in the bad spot. They're all bent over.
Right.
And he's just coming out of one and going.
I thought they couldn't show that.
Oh, listen, Channel 597, they showed it.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
You've been confused about that before. You turn away and you don't see the...
No, it wasn't going in The Good Place. It was going in...
The Bad Place.
The Bad Place.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Five girls at once, all of them, five girls, no waiting.
Wow.
And boy, was I mad. And it really didn't feel ridiculous until... I got bored with the three channels. Well, I'll wait for this to change. And I went back to channel 107 and started watching the movie Traffic. And I get into the movie Traffic, and I lose my my concentration,
momentum.
My enthusiasm. And then for just a brief moment, I realize I'm sitting in my den.
You're in your den doing this?
Well, in your cave? My cave.
I'm downstairs?
No, upstairs.
Oh, upstairs.
Okay. Frida was out doing stuff, and Bart's at work.
Are you on the main level of your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually sitting in this room watching a movie with nothing on except a T-shirt. Hi, how you doing? And now watching porno, just watching, Michael Douglas's daughter get high in the streets of Mexico, whatever happened.
Hey, you're... In order for you to... So if somebody comes to the door in that situation...
Oh, I'm dead.
You just hide.
If someone...
Because if you try to do a dash up your stairs, somebody's going to see you.
That's why I have two dogs.
Right.
The dogs bark if the FedEx guy comes. Uh-huh. The dogs bark if a bird comes on the driveway outside. So what I do while I'm doing this, I always... leave the door open, but I leave the door open just enough that the dogs can't get in, because that's another thing that bothers me. If I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying a porno, and then all of a sudden, my German Shepherd comes in and he gives me the...
Have you ever been caught?
He cocks his head. By who?
By your wife.
Never. Never, because I always do it when she's out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Always do it.
Does she ever come back unexpectedly or something like that?
No, that's why I got the dogs.
Have you ever come close to getting caught?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure have. Fast, though.
Have you ever come close to getting caught, Buzz?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
very
of course.
Fast.
We all have.
But that's why, I would never do it fully clothed like I am now. It's always just underpants and gym shorts and a T-shirt.
I would recommend emergency pants. You stash a pair of emergency pants in that room so that if you ever need them, you're not trapped. You're not cornered there an animal.
No, I've always got, a pair of workout
that's what you
shorts
need.
Or something.
Emergency pants.
But nothing...
Is that a leather chair you're sitting there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Nothing ruins the moment more than you're sitting there and you are working at watching this movie,
uh-huh.
And I hear the door just a... And I turn around and it's, my German Shepherd with a giant head.
Right.
Looking at me, hey, Dad, what are you doing there? And I gotta get up in a state of semi...
Oh, God!
And say, no, come on, Clint, get out of here, get out of here. And he's fascinated by what's going on.
My God, sure.
Oh, what's you doing in there?
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, he doesn't...
Is that for me?
Doesn't really. No, but anyway.
Is that for me?
Oh, I had three of them going at once today.
Wow.
Because I'm a pervert. Chuck Stossel. Listen, he loves his porn. He loves You've Got Male Genitals.
Yes, he does.
And he's coming on the show next to talk about movies, okay?
All right.
All right, be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself.
Hi.
And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom.
Hi.
Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
Hi. Welcome
Imagine
to our show.
Now. You can't hide it. He was very bad. Very bad.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
There he is.
It's where the chicken contributes and the pig makes a commitment. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hi there.
I'm calling because you guys talk about J.O. And my husband does it. I know that. He goes down to the computer room and he doesn't come up till 3 in the morning.
You know, that's, I can't J.O. to the computer. I just can't.
Well, I mean...
Can you?
No. No, I've never done that, actually.
Me, no. Personally, no.
I like the moving pictures.
Me, too.
What?
If your wife's you're going to catch you, what's the big deal? It's your wife. She knows you do it. Maybe she might join you.
Yeah, well, maybe you can understand. I'm sure my wife... No, I don't think my wife would join me. And I'm not concerned that she's going to come in and go, oh, my God, I want a divorce.
No, I mean, that would never happen because I think most wives know that... Buzz, is your microphone on?
And not, it is now.
Right. The point is, it's embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it's highly embarrassing.
You're in a very compromising position for anyone to come in and...
And you're doing something that is very private.
You know, as we discovered when we did the contest, when we had people send us tapes of them J-O-ing.
Pretty hysterical to watch people do that.
We had people, for a while, people sent us tapes of themselves J-O-ing with just their faces while they were doing it.
That one guy with the glasses. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
You make some pretty weird faces.
Yeah,
and I also think that at the moment of blessed relief, when that happens... Pretty much someone could come up and stick a giant sewing needle through your hand. The hand you're not using. And
you wouldn't stop.
You would not notice.
Wouldn't change a thing.
And that's at one point when you, I think, have superhuman strength. Mm-hmm. When at the moment, you know, normally if you're doing something like doing the radio show here and someone would come in with a knife or something, you'd turn around and you'd forget about doing the radio show. You go, oh, my God.
You throw everything and probably, you know, try to get out of the way and all that.
It's a guy with a knife. But if you're doing that and you're right to the moment.
Knife wielder.
Right. You're done. So that's where I'm coming from.
So you're concerned with the getting caught thing? Is that what it is?
It's just funny that you guys talk about J-O-ing and getting caught. You sound like little boys, you know, that, you know, mom's going to come home and you got the Playboy out. And oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not married to a progressive whore like you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, does your husband want you around when he's doing that?
Of course not.
Okay, well, then why are you calling us?
Well, it's just all men are that way, I guess.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand. What's the privacy issue.
I think, you know, it's just what we said. You know, it's something that you do by yourself.
You're in a compromising position.
And it's embarrassing if, you know, somebody sees you do that because you think you look silly, which I think most people do look silly.
You do.
Okay.
I know from the many times that I've washed myself in the mirror while... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, pretty much wherever I'm doing that, there can't be a mirror. There can't even be a window where I can see my reflection, because if I get just a glimpse of what I'm doing, it's gross.
Would you want your husband to catch you when you're doing it?
Maybe.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, see, I want to tell you something. When a woman does it, it's a beautiful, sensual act. When a man does it, it's like going
it's a
to
a job.
It's like going to the.
That's it.
It's like going to the zoo and watching an animal.
Yeah, when a woman does it, I mean, it's actually something that can be quite erotic.
I'd love to continue this, but I've been told the guy who is the Food Network winner who wanted $10,000 from us is on the telephone.
Oh, good. Maybe we can get some answers now.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, is this the guy that wants 10 grand from us?
No.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Are you the guy that sent us the email?
No.
Yeah, who are you, sir?
Oh, no, hold on. Now, let me read you the email again.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Brett, and I'm writing in regards to a prize my brother won on the Food Network.
Uh-huh.
So you're the brother that won the grand prize on the Food Network?
No.
No?
Well, who are you?
I was calling in about the fact that what you guys wear when you J-off.
All right, hold on.
J-off.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Is this the guy that went on the Food Network?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now,
this is Brett?
No, this is his brother.
So
you're the winner.
I'm the winner. I had no knowledge that my brother wrote you that email. He just told me last night at 3 o'clock in the morning he was drunk
And he wrote you that email, and I have no idea what it says.
Well, I mean, you don't need 10 grand, do you?
Well, actually, I might have to decline the prize because it's worth $76,400.
Wait a minute, hold on.
What is the prize?
Is the prize, what I'm reading here, a trip to Hawaii, a trip to Northern California, and a trip to New York?
Exactly. It's on a private jet for me and three of my friends.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. The private jet.
Private jet's probably what most of the cost is. We go to New York, have some first-class food and all that stuff, meet a couple of those chefs, I think Mario Batali and Bobby Flay.
Why are they giving you a prize and then asking you to come up with $10,000?
Well, it also includes $15,000 cash, but it's going to kick me up in a tax bracket where I'm single with no dependents and no deductions.
Wait a minute, hold on. You win $15,000, but the tax is $10. Why don't you just pay the $10 and pocket the $5?
Well, nobody said the tax was $10. That's my brother talking.
So you don't even know what the tax is?
I need some tax advice. You got a tax. Anybody who's an accountant out there.
So was
Sacramento.
Was your brother pulling this number out of thin air?
What do you mean?
All right, your brother sends us a letter that says stupidity runs in the family. Your brother writes a letter that says the problem is we cannot afford the taxes on such a prize.
Right. And here's what's going on. I'm the second person they offered this prize to. The first person declined it for the same reason. They couldn't afford to pay the taxes on it.
It says there's no way we can afford this without sponsorship of some kind. I know this is a bold letter, and it's a lot of money, but we're short on time.
Right, I have to have an answer by Tuesday.
We need to know by the 23rd of July. I know I'm begging, but I'm doing this for my mother and my brother.
And if part of the prize is 15 grand cash, why can't you use that to pay the taxes?
Well, that would go towards the taxes, but I called the IRS last night, and my tax liability, including what I make working for the Department of Motor Vehicles in California, will kick me up to the tax bracket where I will owe $29,000 in taxes.
I don't get that.
I don't either. I mean, that's horrible.
The more money you make,
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, they can't. They're asking for that much money to pay taxes.
That's just what the IRS said my tax bracket would be.
No, take the IRS out of it. I'm talking about the Food Network. Not your little deal where you got nervous and called the IRS. I'm saying, with the Food Network, are they saying, in order to claim this prize, you have to pony up $10,000?
No. What they're saying is they're valuing the prize back at $76,400.
Yeah, and that counts as...
It's considered earned income.
I understand.
Pay taxes on the earned income. It's not like just the $15,000 I pay the taxes on. It's not the whole $76,000.
Well, then why don't you try to sell this to some rich guy?
You cannot transfer the prize.
So if you can't pony up the $10,000 or whatever the tax is, they don't have to give you the prize, right?
Right. If I decline it, I don't get anything.
It's like Russ's story about the Rolls Royce that the station gave away all the time. No one could afford the tax.
Hey, hold on just a second. I do have a tax consultant on the phone. Perhaps he can help you.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Now, sir, you are a tax attorney?
Yes, I am.
And you can help this gentleman. Do you have any questions? Well, sir, why don't you ask your tax questions of our tax attorney?
Well, basically, I make the prizes were $76,400.
Mm-hmm.
I make approximately $35,000.
Yes.
Is that Tom?
Who's this?
Tom, what's up? Munster?
Who's this, bud?
Roar!
They're best friends now.
You got it. It's Tom Gavin.
Hey, Tommy.
All right, no, I just hung up on him. Listen, well, so your brother was drunk when he sent us this letter.
Yeah, I had no idea. He said that if you look at the date on the thing, it's probably 3 a.m.
Yeah, we received it at 5:11 a.m.
Oh, he was up a little. Well, he needs to stop drinking, probably.
All right, so really, I guess what you're saying is that you're apologizing for this letter from your brother.
Pretty much, yes.
And I hope your brother...
Although I am asking if there is any tax consultant in Sacramento who would like to give me some advice before Tuesday.
I bet. It sounds like it's probably a no-win, really, if you have to take that as income, and it's valued at $76,000. I didn't know prize winnings were considered earned income.
I thought
that was separate somehow. I thought it was like a sales tax that you had to pay.
Well, I need some tax advice quick.
Wait a minute. Well, hold it. Who is telling you that this counts as income?
The IRS.
I can't believe them.
Prize people, the ones that contacted me.
The prize people. Well, your first mistake was calling the IRS. Mm-hmm. You never want to call them.
No.
They're never going to tell you something nice. They're always going to tell you the worst.
Right.
And,
all my friends are telling me to go into debt and don't worry about it.
Yeah, frankly, I was just going to say the same thing. Live for the now, man. I mean, get on the freaking
jet. I'm trying to be fiscally responsible.
Oh, come on.
To grow up.
Get on the jet. Go to Hawaii. Yeah. Go to Northern California.
go to New York, get laid, to eat the food.
You know what sucks? If it was a hard asset, it would be one thing. You know what I mean? If it was, if it was something
right,
like
sell it.
A car or a house or something like that. But, I mean, you know, a trip, and then, you know, you get back and, you know, say it's you got the jet, and but say you go out and the food's not all that good. You're probably going to be pretty bummed out when the trip's over. I mean,
pretty much, and I'm $9,000 in debt because I can't afford all the taxes.
And, you know, it's all the jet. It's all that.
It
that's probably like $12,000 for every hop.
Yeah, because we.
And I'm in Sacramento, and I asked her. I said, "Can I, since I'm near Napa, can I just take a limo there and like cut down $10,000?"
Yeah, from Sacramento to well, Sacramento's in Northern California, right. So you know, yeah, right. You'd be
yeah, it's like an hour.
Yeah, well, what did they say about that?
They said no, because the jet would still have to fly out here to take me back to New York. And then,
you know, that's a BS. Yeah. It sounds to me like, and Rob is bringing up the radio station right, that always used to give away a Rolls Royce.
Right. Yeah, this is, they're screwing
and,
you.
And the reason the station could give away a Rolls Royce is that they were able to get on the air and say, you know, congratulations, Buzz Burbank, you won a Rolls Royce.
Right.
Then they get you off the air and they say, now, great, you got to pay $100,000 tax.
Right, and nobody, unless you're rich, you can't afford to win.
And the radio station would get the car back. And
I mean,
would
cross country on a private jet is, you know, astronomical. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it might not be that much fun anyway.
And I bet it's a scam that the Food Network has come up with, it, much like a cheap radio station, to give away what sounds like a great prize when they know that, you know, they'll probably be giving away this prize again next month.
Like I said, I was the second person. The first person couldn't afford the taxes either, so they came next in line, and it was me.
All right, well,
that sucks.
I don't
know. Hey, you know, I could always offer you guys to go with me.
Goodbye.
I can get my mom out.
Goodbye.
Been drinking with your brother?
What's
the prize again, though? Tell us, what is the prize?
It's a private jet for me and three of my friends. We go to New York for a couple of days, eat at the fancy restaurant, first-class hotels, all chauffeur-driven SUV, take us where we're going. Then we go out to Napa, where there is kayaking, horseback riding, a private picnic at a winery, wine tasting and everything.
Yuck.
And then we jet out to Kona, Hawaii.
How long are you there for?
You know, it's a 10-day trip total, so I'm thinking maybe 3 days in each place.
Yeah, so it's like $7,000 a day.
No fun either.
It would be cheaper for me to just save up my money and just go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I'd tell them go to hell.
Yeah, right.
But my brother was all, we're all, let's get corporate sponsorship. We'll wear T-shirts in case they put us on the Food Network.
And no, your brother was all liquored up.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Hey, you guys rock. And you were rocking out here in Sacramento when I saw you, and Lisa is so damn hot.
Well, we agree with you there. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
You know, that is really 10 days. That sucks.
Yeah. That's a jip, man.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's happening? We just I just moved up here from San Luis Obispo. I was wondering if you guys, I'm in L.A., I was wondering if you guys are getting syndicated up here.
We have no comment on that, sir.
Why is that?
We have no comment.
You guys are sticking me listening to Howard Stern and Mark and Brian.
We have no comment on being syndicated to Los Angeles. Thank you, though.
All right. Well, keep on, you know, keep trucking, buddy.
You got it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Keep trucking.
Well, that's what they said to say.
I understand. I understand.
They said no comment.
I understand.
You did.
No comment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a drawn-on mustache.
Hey, I have an idea for that guy.
What?
The prize is not transferable, but why can't he sell the three spots to other people who want to go?
Well, what three dopes, unless you found three incredibly rich dumb guys, would want to pay like $30,000 each for a...
You know, but what if it was just to pay his taxes?
Yeah. Right.
Like if it was a $10,000 deal.
Yeah, but then the guy doesn't get to go. All he's done is paid the tax. Oh, no, I get it.
He goes with the strangers.
Three strangers.
Well, no, that would suck, too.
No fun.
No, but I guess maybe I'm whipped.
But if you had buddies that, you know, say, hey, I want to take this trip, you know, it's a really valuable trip. You get the private jet and all this stuff, but, you know, you got to pony up $2,000.
It doesn't even have to be buddies. You just throw each spot up on eBay and go with strangers who pay your tax.
No, but then you got to go with strangers.
Too hinky.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later. Hello.
I mean, I've never been in a private jet. But I hear that they are really the most expensive. I mean, to fly from point A to point B is extremely expensive.
But no lines, Mike.
Yeah.
Golden boy.
Have you ever been in a private jet?
Never.
We've never been in a private jet, like for the company or
anything. Of course not.
Like that.
Never.
Hello, did we have a chance to go one time?
We did one time.
For the old company that we worked for?
They had the MS Broadcasting had a private jet.
And we never got a chance to go in there.
We never did.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, that guy's totally right. I won a huge prize from you guys last summer, and I got screwed on the taxes at the end of the year.
Well, what is the prize you won from us?
I won 16 grand.
And how'd you get screwed?
Well, because you have to pay taxes on that. I won a trip, too. I had to pay taxes and all that. I got, like, 1099s at the end of the year.
So it was income?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They counted as income, and there's no taxes taken out of it. I ran my taxes, and about fell over when the price came down at the bottom line.
Oh, let me just say on behalf of everybody here at WJFK, you're welcome.
Well, you know, I appreciate the prize, though. It was very cool, because it got me out of debt until January.
Yeah, but I mean, you came out ahead. I mean,
oh, yeah, I came out way ahead, which was great. But, you know,
again, you're welcome. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, a real tax accountant here, guys. A trip for four for $10,000. That's not bad.
Excuse me, an H&R Block. What was that? Yeah, he's got a point. A trip for four like that for $10,000 is not bad.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. If that's the tax that he has to pay, if you split it four ways, it's $2,500 each. You're right. Yeah, not
really.
Bad.
Yeah. I think really, even if it's family, they should, you know, the people that are coming with him should pony up the dough.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is this the guy that wanted to talk about porn?
Actually, clothing.
Clothing.
No.
You guys were talking about how you dress. When you're alone with your videotapes.
But Don was talking about
that. The J.O., yeah. What about it?
Well, personally, I think it's just the fact that you guys are embarrassed. With the heat in the middle states in our area, I pretty much only wear a T-shirt around the house. And if somebody comes knocking on the door, then why should I be embarrassed when they were stupid enough to knock on my door?
And who is this? Nathan Lane calling? Who the hell is this?
It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, don't you have another production of The Producers to get to or something, Nathan?
Say what?
Say what?
Excuse me, Mr. UPS man. I'll sign for that as I'm standing here with my genitals flapping in the breeze.
Because it's so warm. But I have to get to the theater for tonight's performance.
I really appreciate the producer. I happen to be a celibate.
Well, that's terrific.
Sure you are.
You're a celibate. And that's
springtime.
And with the heat of
air in Germany.
I guess you don't have any air conditioning in that house of yours.
Yeah, I have central air.
Well, of course. And then why walk around without pants?
Why walk around with pants?
Why not? You're Nathan Lane. Sure, why not?
Real funny.
Come on. You're the guy that sounds like a fag. You called us. You call us with a list. What's your point?
My point is, it sounds like you guys have a problem with embarrassment.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's just common decency that if somebody bangs on your door, you don't come out with your beanbag hanging out.
I think it's also common courtesy that somebody calls before they come back.
What if it's a delivery?
I don't take deliveries at my house.
I bet you don't.
No, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, only through the back door, though, please. Nothing through the front door. Come through the back door.
I'm a son of a...
What?
Never mind.
Hey, good call. There you go. Terrific call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the world tonight.
Okay, Mike, give us a singer.
Pick a
star, Mike.
George Gobel.
No, come on now. I'll give you a couple of choices here.
I'm going to pick George Gobel every day until you play George Gobel.
You can have Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
You got it. Mel Brooks. This will be a kind of a palate cleanser after that last telephone call. Get ready for a comedy zinger from the Hollywood Square.
Mel Brooks.
Ben
Bernie.
No.
Right?
The Colosseum of ancient Rome. The gladiators, before beginning to fight, would always assemble in front of the emperor and in unison say something to him. What would they say?
We have to go to the John.
There's another comedy zinger from the Hollywood Square.
You know what I'm really enjoying? I'm enjoying Peter Marshall and his unbelievably poor reading ability as he literally limps through every question. I never knew he did that because you never noticed because it was so visual you wouldn't pay attention to it.
One last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you guys for the grand prize that I won last week.
What was that?
The big Sex in the City prize.
I bet it was tax-free, right?
It was fun.
Tax-free. You got it. Okay.
I'm way ahead now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Now, Stossel was waiting because we had the guy who won the food contest, and we will get to the Mother Trucker right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. When people talk during the movie,
they only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, everybody. Don't revolt. Tomorrow, we won't be here. It is a scheduled day off.
Scheduled.
Unlike today when we arrived about a half hour late for work because of the dumbasses that run this radio company.
Yes, it was an interesting day today.
So tomorrow it's a scheduled day off, excuse us for living. We will be back with a new episode on Monday, though. Joining us now, well, let me play him in here. Of course, you know him, you love him. He's like looking at Ricky Martin.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Where did Joe Artinger go to? Go to Columbia to get my my beverage?
Just couldn't make it back with your soda pop on time, Don.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know where my beverage is.
Anyway, I'm coming in a second, Mama.
Here is movie man Charles Stossel. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
On your kind of recommendation last week, we went to see the Bob De Niro movie, which I thoroughly enjoyed, except I thought Marlon Brando was a total waste.
Well, he's not in it that much, but while he's in it, I know I said this last week, and I hope you agree, he was probably the most lucid in the movie he's been in 10 years.
I'll give you that, but I just thought he was worthless. The only part I enjoyed was the scene when he's in De Niro's club, and he has to walk down a flight of stairs, and by the time he gets down to the flight, he's like,
wind.
And isn't he wearing like a Pagliacci suit?
Yeah, no, you said it right, a clown suit.
Yeah, like Pagliacci. You know, he's got the big baggy jacket on and
the hat.
And the big.
Thank you for the beverage, Joe.
Pagliacci.
I only remember the scene from The Untouchables, you know, right. Have De Niro crying in the corner and the clown silhouette. So the hat.
Yeah, actually, and when they tell De Niro in The Untouchables that all the bad guys, all his enemies have been killed,
he's laughing and
he's crying. You see, it's a great De Niro scene. Remember that?
Yeah.
When he sits there, he's going, hoo, hoo, hee, hee.
I see. Did okay with the recommendation on that.
All right.
And you and I.
Well, you know, one for 12.
No. We saw Eye to Eye on AI.
Right.
Which a lot of people hate, but both Charlie and I like. So now we got new ones this weekend.
Two new ones this week.
I mean, we got one that my wife is dying to see.
Shocker.
Dying. And I said to her, listen, I went with you to Runaway Bride.
Right.
And I went with you to Notting Hill.
Great movie.
Oh, you're going to go see, is this Sweethearts?
Yeah.
This is what she wants.
Oh, wow. You don't want to go see that?
Well, there's...
Why don't you take them?
The reason I don't want to see this movie is Storming the Castle.
Billy Crystal. I'm actually going to... I like Julia Roberts so much, and I like Catherine Zeta-Jones so much, and I think John Cusack's one of my favorite actors that I'd actually... They will compensate for Crystal, I think.
Crystal
you ought to just you ought to have a Crystal-free zone. Close your eyes when he's up on the
he's
screen.
He's in a lot of the movie. Right? He's in an awful lot of it. Did you want to talk about that one first or the other one first?
JP, we'll talk about America's Sweethearts first.
All right, America's Sweethearts, Jesus, everybody knows by now. It's Julia Roberts.
I thought we were America's Sweethearts.
The sister of Zeta-Jones.
Right, Gwen.
Yeah.
Kiki and Gwen.
Okay.
She is her publicist.
Now, she puts on like a Jiminy Glick suit at the beginning of the movie, right?
Yes.
To get fat?
60 pounds. It's more of like a flashback where they show her how she used to be, and now she's...
It's just picturing Julia Roberts in a Jiminy Glick suit.
Oh... Are we happy?
That's more a flashback. But the movie is, this is America's Sweetheart couple. It's like a Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman type thing where they're married. They do some movies together. This movie that they have coming out is coming out right at the time where they've broken up. And they can't stand each other and they hate each other. So they have to put on this air that they actually like each other. So Billy Crystal is the PR guy who comes in, takes the press junket out to the desert where they can't. They can't escape, and he tries to convince them that they're actually together and that this movie that they've made is really great. The guy, though, this guy
who
steals the movie is Christopher Walken. for me.
All he right. Plays oh, a, now I'm there.
A director. The director of the film. Who won't let anybody... Shack, where he's editing the movie and won't let anybody look at it until the junket, so you don't know what is actually coming out. But Billy Crystal has to sell this movie as the greatest thing that you're ever going to see. And Christopher Walken, the long hair, the gray long hair, just looking totally disheveled and really out in left field, is well worth it.
Sounds like a good movie.
So how many porcelain dolls do you get?
You know, it's entertaining enough. I think most people will go there and enjoy it. It's not Notting Hill. It's going to be very hard for Julia Roberts, I think, ever to beat Notting Hill. But 3 stars. I enjoyed it.
You know, here's my thought about this. That and I think it's the way that my kid feels about bands, that he likes, you know, the type of music he likes. And recently I bought the Blink 182 record, you know, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Right.
So I'm listening to this, and... I'm trying, you know, I'm calling him in and I'm saying, hey, listen, I'm listening. You like Blink 182, right? And he says, no, Dad, they sold out. And I said, what do you mean they sold out? And he says, well, they're popular now. They make commercially popular records, so I don't like them anymore. So it's like, all right, I'm with you. I kind of follow that, although I didn't really follow it.
The curse of musicians everywhere. Right.
But you know, this is oddly, here's my point on this. Sorry to be so long-winded on this. My point is, this is how I feel about John Cusack. But I think John Cusack has always made movies that are interesting and different.
Right.
Like the one where it was the air traffic controller.
Yeah,
yep. And the grifters and the one.
High Fidelity.
Yeah, right. High Fidelity is fantastic.
Always movies that are very well written.
This is the first movie he's in that's like a dumb, stupid love movie. And for that reason, I find myself thinking, well, John Cusack is sold out. And of course, why wouldn't he have the chance to be in this great movie?
I think that John Cusack, for the most part, when you think of a John Cusack movie, he generally writes the movie or is involved in production somehow, like High Fidelity, like...
Or Being John Malkovich, which he was great at.
Or a smaller movie like that. It's okay to do a big one every now and then. A Blink 182 will hit the road and play Meriwether or play Nissan, play a big place. It's okay.
I just read something with John Cusack, one of the many dumbass interviews that they do, where he's talking about making a movie that's a sequel to Being John Malkovich, and the movie is going to be about what it's like to be inside John Cusack while they were making the movie Being John Malkovich.
See, that's interesting.
You know, I was not in the party, as I did not enjoy Being John Malkovich.
I didn't think Kennedy
looked
good in that movie.
I think he's, I thought it was just... You know.
What about the scene where Malkovich goes into the tunnel and he comes out and he's in the restaurant and it's all Malkovich? They're all going, Malkovich, 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 Malkovich.
It was okay, but I mean, there were moments in the movie.
Dancing?
The woman that plays, not really the love interest, but the evil woman that that counters John Cusack in that movie, I thought she was a good character. But I mean, it's just the movie, it was self-serving, I thought.
Different.
It was like J.O., watching a producer J.O.
Well, I thought it was funny. And I think the concept of a movie of a guy inside John Cusack while and people jumping inside John Cusack while he's making the movie Being John Malkovich. I mean, maybe you got to be high or be drunk to embrace this concept. And
I'll try
it.
I'll try that the next time I see it.
But it's sure to dance. So anyway, how many stars you give this?
Three.
3 stars, American Sweetheart.
Three.
America's.
I'm trying to think. You know, you have a good point about John Cusack, because I'm sitting here while you're talking about him selling out, and I'm trying to think of anything that was really mainstream that he's
I
done.
Maybe he tried with the Clint Eastwood movie, directed one,
Unforgiven?
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah. No, but you know what?
Was he in Unforgiven, John Cusack?
No, but
he was in a Western, and I'm trying to think of the name of the Western, that it was his father, I think, wrote it.
Yeah, it was a made-for-cable Western, I think.
The Jack Bull.
Jack Bull.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty good Western,
pulling
actually.
Pulling that out of the hat.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like anything John Cusack.
Surprised you didn't know that. What else this weekend, John?
Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. All right, now this is the one Mike's going to go see this, right?
I read the review of it.
Oh. Really? You don't want to go?
No. You've
seen it before?
Two times again? It's a suck fest.
Tia Leone.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm not a big Tia. He's a Tia Leone fan.
Yeah, I do her.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Well, Mike wouldn't.
Mike wouldn't.
I like the pterodactyls, you know, the little webbed, winged creatures.
The webbed, winged?
The webbed, winged creatures that fly down, you know. It looks kind of neat.
It's kind of been done before. In this movie, Alan Grant, who is Sam Neill's character, is persuaded by this estranged rich couple played by Tian Leone and William H. Macy.
See how many times Sam Neill whispers in this movie? Sam Neill whispers.
You only get one preachy scene.
He whispers more than any other actor. Yeah. Sam Neill's scene is always, where are we going? What's going on?
I don't think it's quite that like that.
Where are we going? He's a whisperer.
Yeah, and he does have that weird, not British, not Australian accent.
I think he's New Zealand. New Zealander-ish.
Same difference.
But just he's a whisperer, and he can't understand him.
Well, here they take him saying, well, we just want you to give us an overhead tour of the island. When in reality what has happened is that this little boy has magically found his way onto the island through a parasailing accident, and they want to go rescue him.
Boy, good
plot.
So
you throw everybody onto the island. You get all these new dinosaurs into the mix.
That's the best part.
And you've seen it all before. But now in saying that, it's not as long as the other ones. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. It gets right to the point. If you go in there expecting to build on the first two Jurassic Park movies and for it to be better, you're going to be disappointed. If you go in there for some entertainment, I think a decent time at the movies, you're going to enjoy this film.
Are there any
loud?
Are there any big scares?
There are always big scares and new dinosaurs.
Yeah,
the,
I like
the new
that.
Big evil dinosaur, the Spinosaurus.
Mm-hmm. How many dollars you give this?
You know, honestly, I'll give it another three. Because it is escapist entertainment.
Well, then if it's a
very well.
You're going to the Cineplex. You go into your 22 theater Cineplex, and you have your choice of. There's a plug for you, Charlie.
Why? Thank you.
You got a choice of going to Jurassic Park or to the John.
If you're on a date, if you're on a date.
No. Just a guy or a girl together, separate. Which one do you recommend?
Shrek. No.
Come on.
America's Sweethearts, probably.
America.
Just because Jurassic Park 3, it's been done two other times before.
Gotcha. All right. That's it, right?
All right.
Now we're.
That's it. And the monkeys next week.
Excuse me?
The Monkeys.
Planet of the Apes. I thought you meant the Monkeys performing at Wolf Trap on Sunday night.
No.
And I listened to Buzz Burbank's news yesterday, and apparently Planet of the Apes in trouble.
They're still editing it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not a good sign, right?
That's pretty pretty unprecedented. It's going to be released next week, and they're still editing it?
They're still scrambling to get a finished copy that Tim Burton likes. We'll see.
Were you out at Dulles Airport waving a hanky at Jeremy Jogger when he arrived the other day?
Yarmir Jagger?
Yeah.
No, the Antichrist. No, I've come around.
Wow.
I will be rooting for him.
You got to put that away.
His sins have been taken away.
You got to put all that Pittsburgh Penguins stuff away and start rooting for the new guy.
There is a WWF moment in here where he's going to be standing at center ice. He's going to look at everybody. And everyone's going to be cheering. And he's going to rip off his Caps jersey and have a Penguins jersey hug Mario and it'll be all.
That's thinking like a loser Caps fan.
See, I thought you loved the guy. I thought you'd be out there throwing your underpants at him.
Oh, no.
I was out there throwing my underwear.
I'm not at that level.
I was out there with Ted Leonsis and Jaromir Jagr when he got off the plane.
Driving the limo.
From Prague, Czechoslovakia. I love you, Jaromir.
Yeah, I love you too, Ted. You'll find me a house.
All right.
All right, guys. See you later.
Muscle, love muscle. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got him pinned down on which one was better. He says, go to the stupid America's Sweethearts.
But, sure.
Just remember, good luck storming the castle. incredibly untalented Billy Crystal.
Bring me the starlets.
Yeah.
Great. And can they hit home runs?
61. How many Mickey Mantle references do you think he has in the movie America's Sweetheart?
That's the way he stood. That's the way he held the bat. I remember that. I was there. That's where,
shut up, Billy. Right, eat me, you little toad.
And you know he's lying about half of it, too, right?
Sure.
You know, nobody knows that.
He's one of those guys, I was there the night Mickey hit number 47.
Right,
I was sitting
that.
Right in left field with my father. My father said he's going to hit it right now, Billy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a million years ago. Of course he can, can revisionist history.
And incidentally, hello, Mickey Mantle. Dad. Not like he's going to come out and go, I never heard of this Billy Crystal creep.
Roger Maris. Dead.
Dead. Who is this guy?
Where is he?
Gone.
Don't know.
Don't know. Gone.
Hello, Lewis.
Hello, Don and Mike. Because it's where is he?
Right.
Don't know, right?
Yeah, where is he?
Where is he?
Don't know.
Hello.
Hey, is Mr. Stoffel still there?
Yeah, he's here. What do you need?
Hey, Stoffel, I think you do a pretty good job in these reviews, and I'd like to give you my own star. Big, itchy, brown star right in the back of
my
head.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. There's the love for Charlie Stoffel. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don Mike.
Hey, yeah, hey. I saw last night the Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Leah Tioni, whatever her name is.
Leah Tioni.
Tia Leone.
Yeah, did she got a breast job, didn't she, or something?
I think those are the same that she's had ever since she was a nobody. You don't think so?
I heard that she did.
I think she did.
She did have
because
a job.
She was gorgeous in that movie.
Oh, they looked like a bag of marbles before.
But now
there's a scene in that movie where she's taking a shower and as she jumps on the bed. Are you talking about the scene where she goes and she puts the nightgown on and Nicolas Cage is sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, she's... What was a movie? Come on. It was a really sleeping.
What's up with that?
Surprised you didn't know that. It was a movie. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
You know, after listening to that last segment with Charlie, I just have one thing to say.
What?
I'll take Vincent Price the block.
Oh, no. Come on. Listen.
Go easy on Charlie.
Please, come on. He's been through a lot on this show.
Man under a great deal of pressure.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, why don't we ever have any more prison mail for Charlie Stoffel there?
The prison mail is open for Charlie. I gave the address. Don't blame me. Blame the convicts.
Right.
He's on the show every week. Charlie Stoffel, jail mail, P.O. Box 3649, Niner, Washington, D.C., 20007. We're just waiting for the cons to send in the letters. Okay?
I guess I'll have to go to jail and send him some mail.
That's a marvelous idea. Do it. Work on that this weekend.
All right, you do that. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, listen.
Thank you.
As soon as the jail mail comes in, I mean, we love reading it to Stoffel, sure. But you cons, you've got to stop butt-effing each other. And,
right.
And instead, take those breaks and write letters to Charlie.
Sure, you have time.
Take a break,
you know?
Come on, you're in the 24 hours. Hey, you can butt-eff all the time. Take a couple of seconds and take one of your bloody fingers and write a letter to Charlie Stoffel.
Yeah, helps if you're out of ink.
The letters mean a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just wanted to say, I know you guys were talking about John Cusack as far as selling out. I think one of the movies you were thinking about was probably Con Air.
No, but you know what? Con Air, I don't consider him selling out in Con Air because Con Air was one of those movies that was so bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was so big. It was like Armageddon.
Right.
It was so bad with so many people. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Malkovich was in that movie also.
Yeah, it's no Battlefield Earth, that's for sure.
Okay.
But did you see that HBO?
Finally sat down and logged a lot of time with
you
it.
You saw it?
I mean, beyond horrible.
You know, yeah. You know the dick who played Roger Maris at that stupid Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he plays the human.
He's the guy in Battlefield.
He's the smart human.
Yeah, right.
You know, that has trouble reading, but then says, "I have to fix the mechanism."
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys. Let me post this by saying first that I am not gay, but if I had a choice between Charlie Stoffel or Rita Kimpley, I'd do Charlie in a heartbeat.
Who's Rita Kemp? Oh, Rita Kemp is that bitch from the Washington Post. Yes, and incidentally, you are gay. Thank you, Don. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, Don.
Hello. Oh, I got one more call here somewhere. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
And when you gave out that address, did I hear a niner in there?
Yeah, niner.
What do you got, a walkie-talkie?
I'm surprised you didn't know that. All right, see you later.
Goodbye.
David Spade. Goodbye. We're quoting David Spade.
Yeah, you know, my wife called me on that the other day because Bart and I are doing that all the time around the house. And right. She said, What is it? Because every time we say something to Frida now, and she'll go, what are you guys talking about? We'll go, surprised you didn't know that.
It's impossible not to do that. It's contagious.
And we finally told her it's from the David Spade, Chris Farley movie. And she looks at us like we're absolutely retarded.
Hey, Tommy Boy is going to go down as a cult classic.
Yeah, and listen, Black Sheep ain't bad either.
I have never... ever watched Black Sheep.
I pretty much can't stand David Spade on his own. Like in a dumb show, Just Shoot Me, I can't stand him. But him and Chris Farley together,
they had a good thing going.
They're not bad.
Man, why did he have to die?
Pretty funny movie. Well, because he was now big and fat and did drugs and had a heart attack.
That's it.
That's right. Okay, time out. We'll be back with a Friday favorite on Thursday next.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
The muffler plate's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it.
sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
Glad you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
You don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody. Geez, we were 20 minutes late for the show today because of our dumbass meeting with management, but we have a... And everybody's so sick of us saying, we got something great, we just can't tell you about it yet.
But that's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, it was that or not be on the air for a couple of weeks.
Right.
We don't want to do that again, so... Give us a couple of weeks. Big change for the show. Give us a couple of weeks.
We'll give you the world.
That's what they told us today. 2 weeks. Big change for the show with WNEW in New York and WJFK in Washington. We couldn't be more excited about it. And now you know what I'm talking about, right, Buzz?
I do.
Yeah, you're in on it?
I'm in. I think I'm in.
Are you in, Robbie?
Kinda.
Okay, good. That's exactly what we want from our people, Mike.
You guys wait a couple of weeks, you're going to know.
They'll find out. Now, tomorrow, we're not here tomorrow because we had a previous scheduled day off that has nothing to do, please believe me, with nothing to do with any of this other crap.
No, absolutely not. Well, if it did, you wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't be saying this to you right now.
So anyway, because we're not here tomorrow, we're doing a Friday favorite today.
It's getting done now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Now, frankly, you know, we don't like talking about other disc jockeys on the show. We will if we have to, and we generally don't like having other disc jockeys on the show. But, well, let's face it, this guy made news this week. News he could talk about. Let's welcome now Radio's Rush Limbo. Where is he, Rush?
Thank you. Excuse me. I apologize. Let me get that out. One more, just a little. Again. And I think I'm... No, I'm not.
Oh.
Not quite yet. Rest. Oh, dear Lord. Three things I pray. Hi. How are you?
It's Rush Limbaugh.
No. Hi, Rush Limbaugh.
Now, how can this be,
how are you?
Jeff Christie, how can this be?
Jeff Christie, finger in the air, Vanity Fair.
That I, Mike and I are back here negotiating tooth and nail with the weasels.
Yes, they're weasels. Yes, they are. Yes, lots of weasels. I understand that's the way it works.
we're back there negotiating our lives to get this change in our contract, which they promised us, incidentally. And I'm reading in the newspaper.
Oh, I am sorry. I had a plate of Mugu Gai pan for lunch today that was just so, ladies and gentlemen, it was so delicious. I want to tell you how delicious it was. It was so good. I think I'm going to actually purchase the restaurant, and I'm going to do that now, ladies and gentlemen, wherever I go to eat, because I'm rolling in the dough.
Yeah,
I've got so much cash, I'm liquid. I'm totally liquid, unlike you fellows. Excuse me, man, I'm going to get a new suit, a new blue suit. How do you like my tie? My wife made it. Do you like that she designs ties?
This makes me sick. I'm reading in the newspaper.
I was 300 pounds and she did me. That's why she designed That's why she designs ties and she's on my show.
I'm reading in the newspaper that Rush Limbaugh signed...
Very important to read newspapers. I read 45 a day. 4,500 news... I read 4,500 newspapers a day, ladies and gentlemen. It's to keep me informed so I can talk to you about the issues of the day.
This guy, he gets a 35...
Please, if you're going to say this guy, talk about me. All right, Rush.
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm sitting right in front of you.
Jeff Christie, he gets...
Jeff Christie, right here. Yes, sir. He's a hell of an act, isn't it?
He gets a $35 million signing bonus, and then he signs a contract.
You know, people love him to come up to me and they say, Rush, you signed a $35 million signing bonus. Excuse me, do you feel I deserved it? Of course I do. I deserve every penny that I received. I have made a lot of money for the network, and I am worth...
I am worth a little money. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to use your facilities here. Is this bucket for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, wait, hold on. Before you pull your pants down and actually do it. The 35 mil is just a signing bonus.
A 35 million signing bonus. The dollar value, which has been misrepresented in the newspapers as the mainstream media so often wants to do, has misrepresented, of course, the details, and I will not be releasing the total figures, but it is a significant amount of money, and it's money that I intend to do good with. Do good work.
Such as what?
Buy things for me. Like that Chinese restaurant where the food was so good. The egg rolls were so delicious. I shouldn't have Chinese food because I'm on a constant diet. But we're done. That's it. It's purged. I feel much better, much more. But I've come to you today, Don Geronimo, because I respect you as a broadcaster. Let me tell you why. I really do respect the job you do, and I understand that you've been in the business an awfully long time.
Not as long as you have, yeah.
And I understand you were talking about me the other day about the money and all the other things about...
I'm insanely jealous. Sure. $35 million?
EIB, excellent broadcasting. Lord knows we deserve every dime that we collected, and we will do our best to live up to your trust. I swear to you, I thought I was done with those, but I'm not, unfortunately. Don, I've done something special. I've come to you today because, you know, I'm a major household name now. What with my speaking engagements, my 600 radio stations around the country and heard around the world, Armed Forces Radio, what have you. Rush Limbaugh, heard all over the world, and I have come to you today with a list of 10 confessions that I will be sharing with you, Don Geronimo, because I know you like the stuff. You like the dirt on celebs, and I've got them.
So this is an honest list?
Right here for you, because I was told by your producer, assistant producer, and the gentleman with the oversized head in the back of the studio, he said to me, Rush, what Don likes is he likes the real deal. The real deal on celebrities. He doesn't want you coming in and parroting all that Republican tripe that you would normally do. And I said, it's not tripe, son. And I began to lecture him, and he said, Rush, please, please do me a favor and just share with Don some of your innermost secrets, and that will make him happy.
Well, I got a couple of questions, and Andy,
fire away.
Bear with me if they happen to be covered in the material here.
That's okay.
All this crap about the Republican Party, you really don't believe it, right?
Well, we covered that the last time I was here, and I will tell you, it's an act. It's actually on my list of confessions that I will.
All right. Well,
I will say to you now, if you would like to. Enumerate them. I will tell you that it is an act. It's been very successful due to the American people liking to hear that type of politics. That's why a long time ago I sat down and I looked myself in the mirror and I said, Rush, Rush, what are you going to do to salvage this fledgling Jeff Christie radio career? And I said, turn my name around. Make it a Rush Limbaugh. Strong Rush. Like a Rush party. I was beaten up at a Rush party when I was a small lad. And make it a strong name and then turn into a Republican icon. People like Republican politics. They're easy to express. They're simple thoughts. They're very, very clear thoughts that I can share with people. And if I do that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be able to be successful. And Lord knows it happened. And I'm so grateful. I can't tell you. That was painful.
Now, how would you feel? You do the show in the middle of the day, and you make these millions of dollars.
That is confession number 4, incidentally. Would you like to hear it?
Well, no, just answer my question.
It was part of your question before. I just want you to know I will be setting the agenda for this appearance. Do you understand me? I am Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Well, tell me if this is covered, and if it is, I apologize.
All right, very good.
How do you feel about the fact that while you do this radio show that you do...
Yes, I do. And I do it very successfully, ladies and gentlemen. I do, and I'm very happy.
At the end of the day, there really is...
Happy to do it, yeah.
There's nothing else to listen to. There's no young, up-and-coming comic-type radio show to take you on.
I feel exceedingly grateful.
To take you down a peg.
I feel exceedingly grateful that there is nothing like that, and there never will be, as far as I know, on my radar screen. I don't see anything in the future that's going to bump me off, so I think it's going to be It's going to be a long road, a Rush road that's just going to roll and keep on rolling. Train kept a rolling all night long. Jeff Christie.
All right.
15 minutes after the hour.
Enough of my questions. I think you had the list, and I'm looking forward to hearing your list.
All right. Do you have your bell? Because I've got each of these confessions.
Do you want the bell like this?
Yes. Now, I will tell you, I'm going to start out with the small ones. These are little ones that I want to share with you because I respect you as a broadcaster. I know this is the type of stuff you like. It's the type of stuff you look for. Not what I do on my show, not by any stretch of the imagination.
confession, but you like the dirt, and I'm going to start with confession number 10.
Now, these are real confessions.
Real confessions about Rush Limbaugh, things, ladies and gentlemen, that I like to do, whether it's on the show or in the privacy of my own home, well, but this is something I do. And number 10 is a small one, but it's significant because it's something you should know, and I bet most people would not know if they've read my books, seen my literature, listened to my radio show, and likewise, they probably weren't aware of the fact that confession number 10, I like to play with my nipples. Excuse me. I do. I love to play
with your nipples.
I find my nipples to be incredibly erotic, and I will do interviews on the radio and sit at home just by my giant pool that I had built for me in the shape of an R for Rush, and I will play with my nipples. That is okay. Confession number 10.
Number 10.
All right, confession number 9. This is a real shocker. This is a scoop.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to have reporters outside your studios later on today when I share this with you. Are you ready?
We might have reporters outside our studios tonight anyway.
My eyebrows are permanently tattooed on. I bet you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
Take a close look, Don Geronimo. Take a close look at these eyes. You'll notice that they are a complete straight line and it is painted on.
They're drawn on there.
They're drawn on, but they're permanent, so I can have this permanent authoritative expression when I'm doing my massive speaking engagements for thousands of people who pay hundreds of dollars to go see me.
And I know this is off topic again, but when you go out and you give these speeches to these suckers, you don't really believe any of the crap that you're spewing.
Absolutely not. That will be confession number 4 that we will get to, and I will tell you this. It's going to be a wower. I'll tell you right now, you're going to be amazed at how many people are knocking down your door tomorrow when you say, you had Rush saying these things to you. I consider it my gift for my $35 million signing bonus. Lie number 8. Excuse me. Confession number 8.
Confession number 8.
I am a zoophile. It's the truth. I'm here to admit it right now. Dogs. I love them, and I love to do them. And they do me, too. I like to pet them. I like them to be with me in the bedroom. I enjoy dogs. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
You're a zoophile.
I'm a zoophile. I actually make love to dogs.
Okay.
I thought I'd share that with you right now. That is it.
Now, that's something we haven't heard before.
It's the truth, and I'm sharing it with you right now.
Thank you.
All right, at confession number 7. I have shingles, gout, and pyorrhea. Simultaneously right now, I could lift my shirt up and you could see the red welt covering my sides under my left arm, which is, right there. If I could, well, I'll show it to you.
Look at the shirt.
Take a look.
Now is that the shingles?
Those are the shingles that I have. Now I'll kick off my left shoe. And you'll see after I get, so swollen. Let me get my wingtip off here. I'll pry it off, and you'll notice the foot is completely blue.
Like Jackie Gleason in that Tom Hanks
movie. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been informed by my doctors that I will probably lose 60% of my foot, my left foot, due to the gout. And I will lift up my upper lip right now, and you'll notice the pyorrhea that has ravaged most of my mouth. And there are dentures in the future for Rush Limbaugh.
Eating your gums away.
All right, are you ready for a confessional number 6?
Yes.
All right, I like to watch crush videos. Yes, that's right. Crush videos, women in high heels, ladies and gentlemen, crushing small animals. I have an extensive collection of 30 or 40 films specifically with nude women crushing small animals. I like it so much I made my own home one, Rush Crush, where I stepped on moles.
Now, are you in the nude while you're doing this?
I'm in the nude. We had a problem in the yard. Of my country home with moles ravaging the lawn, and I would actually go out in the evening with a flashlight, collect them, and then I would take them in and videotape myself stomping out their lives, their little cute lives. Excuse me. Confession number 5.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big one. Please get your notepads out. I have a pierced scrotum.
Well, now, I don't think we needed to know that.
Well, it's the truth. Confession number 4. Now, this is the one I told you about earlier.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a member of the Communist Party.
Wow.
It is the truth. I have been a Red for a long period of time. My allegiance was to the former Soviet Union. I do not care for the politics of the United States. I have never supported an American president, and I have done my utmost to administer my politics in a phony way while at the same time gathering espionage for communist countries, and now I am currently working for Red China.
Do you speak Russian?
I speak fluent Russian and Chinese.
And here's...
Yes, Ging Tao, King Tong Kao. That is my way of saying
I will be at the local convenience store with some intelligence information for you, my red friend. What do you think of that? Have I wowed you with that one?
Well, you know, we're going to have to play our oppressive Russian music now that we found out you're actually a commie.
I am a commie. I have been a communist. I like Lenin. I like Stalin. I like Mao Zedong and all the good communists that have made this world great. Confession number four, and this leads me back to confession number seven when I mentioned gout. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not know this because I wear suits, business suits, big oversized business suits, white shirts and flamboyant ties that have been made by my wife, but you might not know that I have an artificial foot.
Oh, wow.
So now, my right foot, not the blue one I showed you.
The one you just showed me.
That was my left foot that was completely blue. 60% of the foot will be gone, but my right one has already been sawed off by the authorities. The proper medical people said, Rush, you can't keep the foot. And I said, well, give me a good prosthetic, and if I slide my socks off right here, you will see.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see this.
That's a plastic foot right there. Real life toes, though, and real life hair on the toes. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's lovely.
All right. And here we go. Do you have a drum roll?
Oh, Robbie, you got a drum roll here?
Are we getting confessional number two?
Number two.
It will not be related to confessional number one. I am gay.
Wow.
Well, I'm gay.
No surprise there, Rush.
My wife, lovely, blonde, and a beard.
A beard.
She is a beard. I am gay. I like men. I like lots of different sexual things, but I do like men first and foremost. If I'm going to have intercourse, it will be with another man.
Now, you're Russian. You have pyorrhea.
Yes.
You don't believe the crap on your show.
This is true.
You're gay.
Aye, Captain.
I can't imagine what possibly the number one, they're not confessions. They are,
right.
What are you calling them?
They're confessions on the Don Geronimo show.
The confession. What is the number one confession? Now that you're being honest with
America. I should point out the number one confession is not related to number two. But I am currently... I have lost an enormous amount of weight, ladies and gentlemen. But it has done nothing to ease the pain and discomfort of my hemorrhoidal tissue. I am in agony and I am bleeding right now. That's why I always wear dark pants.
Now you mentioned that you are bleeding from the rectal area.
Yes, I am right now. I'm in a lot of agony.
You say this has nothing to do with your sexual preference.
No, not at all. Not a bit. Doesn't have anything to do with that.
When's the last time that a guy...
Now listen, let me make that clear. I don't do that. That I do not catch. I do not catch, and I do not pitch, more importantly.
Then how do you have gay sex?
My friend, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell everyone, let me enlighten you as to the pleasures of the mouth. There we go. Have we answered that question straight up for you?
I think that...
That's why it makes the sound like a balloon releasing its air, because of the incredible balloon tissue I have down there. I am in agony, and I'm exhausted after these confessions, because it's all out now.
Well, thank you for being so honest with us, Rush.
My tattooed eyebrows, my allegiance to the Communist Party, my gout, pyorrhea, shingles.
You're a fag.
My artificial foot. And my zoophilia.
Oh, my.
Very, very difficult to be me. And I feel as though a giant weight, ladies and gentlemen, has been taken off of my shoulders
right now. And you're bleeding rectum.
Yes, that's something I will probably have to live with the rest of my life. That's why I carry an entire roll, ladies and gentlemen, of paper towels. With me when I'm out and about. Great to be on the show, the Don and Mike Show, one of the finest programs. So glad that you're here entertaining millions in the afternoon every day.
Rush, we're going to take a break. We'll take the first two calls right now for Low Budget Jeff RD.
I'll need a new cushion.
At 877-365-3636.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Rush.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rush. Rush Limbaugh. Zoophile,
wow.
Rush Limbaugh, communist.
Please call me Jeff Christie.
Yes, Jeff Christie. Rush.
Oh,
I'm pale.
Gay man.
I'm about to pass out.
Okay, we'll be right back, Rush.
I'm gay.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Hold on.
Are we on?
No, wait, I got it in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, back on the OIB.
It just didn't fire.
Wow.
Give me a second there, Rush.
Is that Nancy? I'm so sorry. I get hot and bothered.
There you go. Here's the music.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
The segment of Don and Mike, sponsored by buyandhold.com. Become a better investor. Become a buy and holder.
Damn ass.
Lisa tells me the great news that as soon as we're done with the low-budget Jeopardy, right as we get into the Buzz News Show,
right.
We do, as a matter of fact, have a girl who's coming to buy to have her nipples measured today.
Oh. No.
And those pictures will be on
Measure Mine.
www.donandmikefans.
Well, nipple might disappoint you.
Later this evening, because National Nipple Week has turned into National Nipple Month.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the size of the head of a thumbtack.
Which means the nipples will be
the same texture.
Brought into the studio every day and presented from now until next Friday, as a matter of fact.
Bully to you. Good. For your nipple contest. Good luck to all the participants.
And now my comrade,
yes,
my communist comrade, Rush Limbaugh, it's time to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a gentleman from Greece, New York. It's an interesting town. A factory worker. Let's please welcome a very talented and lovely Jason Crockton.
Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
Rush, you're a big fan of Greece, aren't you?
I like Greece. I like plenty of entertainment, Greek style. And now entering the studio is an operations developer from Alexandria. He's a returning champion. Ladies and gentlemen, his total is $59. He's thrilled about it. You should be too. Let's please say hi to Matthew Gilson.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
You know, people stop me in the street. They're like, hey, that guy on the radio.
Steve.
I get free movie tickets, free airline tickets.
Who are you saying goodbye to there, Ryan?
Great fella, good Republican, Steve Goldstein, leaving the city. Good night, Steve. Good friend, only friend I have here. Good fellow.
Steve Goldstein.
Yes, now entering the studio, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. He's the host of this fantastic program. We know you love him. We know you want to say hi to him. Let's please say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commie Rush.
Yes, good to be here.
Zoophile Rush.
I'm red.
And here are your categories.
Gosh, I also like crush videos.
Damn, you got some smelly farts.
I have them all the time. I am, actually, there was a statistical survey done, ladies and gentlemen, several years back that says that there are two sources of methane in the United States. Cows and Rush. If I could give you a clue, when they sound like that... Rush Limbaugh's in pain.
Okay, here are your categories. Guys, don't forget, I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Super Mr. Guy, call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, then it's LQ or Lord Quizmaster, and always call him Rush Limbaugh.
Red Rush!
And here...
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. Don't you understand? I've lost all control.
We
have a muffling agent at my studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's actually, I'm surrounded by acoustical tile. A seat that resembles a three-holer. But in here, my God, it's reverberating all down the street.
There are your categories, guys, and they are... Name that AJ.
AJ, yes, fantastic. Good category. Love initials, love letter play.
Name that AJ. Who sponsors that NASCAR car?
Oh, now, come on now. I like the NASCAR. It's good. Good Americana. Good slice of Americana. A lot of NASCAR fans are Rush fans.
Sappy Julia Roberts movies.
That's a good one, too. I think hers are a little maudlin, if you get me.
New one.
2 on home video DVD.
I've got great videos, including some I could share with you. Make Bob Crane curl his hair.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. Educate the public. That's the way to do it right now.
One more time, guys. Here you go. It's Name That AJ.
No.
Who sponsors that NASCAR car?
NASCAR. Room, room.
Sappy Julia Roberts movies.
Silly lady.
New on home video DVD.
DVD.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. There you go. Sorry. Ooh, that made a little whistling sound.
And let's see. Jason. Jason from New York, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
And I'd like to ask a question for both of you gentlemen, Matthew and Jason. Which one of you is working on the factory floor right now?
I am, Mr. Limbo.
Oh, very good. All right. Good luck to you.
That's Jason from New York, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Jason. Why don't you start the game out from your factory floor?
Mr. Limbo, I would like to take New on DVD.
Mr. Limbo.
Limbo.
Stars Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
What is Family Man?
There you go. Yeah, we were only talking about it a half an hour ago.
$1, right. Jason Crockton. You're doing a fantastic job. Select again, please.
Who sponsors the NASCAR?
No. I'm sorry. You got to stick with the one category until you're done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you take video for two. Stars Brad Pitt.
Matthew, it's your chance to steal. You're the returning champion. Let's see if you get off to a rolling start. Sorry.
Something I know you have no interest in, Rush.
Right.
Snatch.
No, not at all. Not one little bit.
Love Snatch.
Don't care for it. Not myself. I like a good hunky man. Excuse us. All right, now, Jason, you're back in control.
States and capitals.
Nope, there's one more in the home video DVD.
Okay, home DVD, please.
Okay, not a chance you get this one, incidentally. Oscar-nominated stars Ed Harris.
No.
Matthew!
What is City on Fire?
I haven't.
Rush.
I read a lot. I see a lot. A lot of people brief me. What is Pollock?
Yes, Pollock. That's
yes,
right.
Pollock. Very good.
Pollock is the correct answer.
And Jason, good news for you. On the factory floor, you are still in control of the big board. Select another category, please.
States and capitals, please, Mr. Limbo.
Here we go. It is the capital of the great state of Nebraska.
Oh, Mr. Limbo says we're going to Matthew.
What is Lincoln?
Lincoln is right.
$1 for you. We have a tie game. Matthew, you're in. Hold on just a second.
Please.
Just one little second. Let me take care of a little personal business right now.
That was
all right. I'm fine.
Creeper?
There we go. Matthew, now you can select.
States and capitals for two, please.
Is the capital of Iowa.
What is Des Moines?
Des Moines is correct, right?
$2 for you, Matthew. Select again, please.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of the great state of Illinois.
What is Chicago?
Jason, your chance to steal.
Peoria?
I'm sorry, no.
No, it is...
No!
Rush. Don't get so mad, Rush.
I'm sorry.
No, it's Springfield. Springfield, Illinois.
Matthew, you're in control right now.
I would like to name that AJ for one, please.
Name that AJ. AJ.
AJ.
AJ.
AJ. AJ.
Sopranos kid recently arrested. Need his real name, please.
Who is Robert Eiler?
That's right.
$1 for you. Big one there, Matthew. You're still in control.
Name that AJ for two, please.
Backstreet Boy in Rehab.
Oh, who is AJ the Backstreet Boy?
Jason chance to steal here.
I don't like Backstreet Boys.
Neither do I.
Oh, you're sure you do, right?
No, I know. I'm an NSYNC boy. I have the T-shirts to prove it.
AJ McClain.
Matthew, you're in control.
Let's close out the category, please.
All right. Gossip reporter for that stupid E! Entertainment television channel.
Who is AJ Simpson?
Jason, your chance to steal.
Oh, I did.
Hope it's AJ Benza.
AJ Benza, yes, sorry. I watch his work and I enjoy it. Matthew, you're in control again.
I would like Julia Roberts movies for one, please.
All right. Sappy Julia Roberts movies. Here we go, guys. Her latest dumb sap fest opens tomorrow.
What is America's Sweetheart?
Right, right.
$1 for you, Matthew. Select again, please.
Julie Roberts movies for two, please.
All right. Co-stars Hugh Grant.
What is Notting Hill?
Now you're getting, everything wrong, but you're getting these right. Good for you.
$2 for you, Matthew. You're rolling now.
Julia Roberts, close it up, please.
The other one starring Richard... Now, what was that?
My God, is it quitting time, Jason?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Quitting time for my bowels. BM time.
The second one starring Richard Gere.
What was Pretty Woman?
No, I said the second one.
Oh, Richard
Jason, Gere. Here's the opportunity for you.
No idea, I'm sorry.
No idea, but he does have $1.
Runaway Bride.
And Matthew, you're still in control.
I'm in control. Let's go. Who sponsored that NASCAR car for $1, please?
All right, the final category on the big board. And Rush, you're a big fan of the NASCAR.
I like the NASCAR. I like my listeners that do. I enjoy the fast-paced action and especially the butts of the drivers in their jumpsuits. I could have had a BM.
All right, who sponsors that NASCAR car? For one, Jeff Gordon.
What is Tide?
Jason Chance to Steal.
DuPont. What is DuPont?
DuPont, yes, we would take DuPont, we take Pepsi, that's right.
We've found Jason's wheelhouse. Select again, please.
Who sponsors NASCAR for two, please?
Dale Jr.
My favorite beer, Budweiser. What is Budweiser?
That was not in the fourth class.
Oh, you dullard, you. All right, Matthew, Chance to Steal.
What is Budweiser?
$2 for you, Matthew. Select again.
Let's close out the category in the game.
All right, final question of the big board. Dale Jarrett.
What is McDonald's?
Jason, Chance to Steal.
What is UPS?
UPS is right.
$3, that's the end, not the end of the game so far.
Now listen, my communist zoophile one-footed friend.
Yes, I am red and I'm limping.
My gay friend with the rectal bleeding.
And pyrrhea and shingles.
Who's in the lead here, Rush?
Matthew Joseph, he's from Alexander, ladies and gentlemen. He's an operations developer. He finishes with $9 in the first round. We have Jason Crockton, Greece, New York, a factory worker who has $5. They're both doing a fantastic job and they're both stellar competitors.
Right. Jesus Christ. Where can that come out of your pants?
Easily.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a club in New York you must be familiar with.
I have been to the Pegasus, ladies and gentlemen, many, many times and seen some of the fine quality beefcake. I like beefcake calendars, too. Got them all over my office.
We are
O-I-B.
We are here with Rush Limbo. His anus is just killing him. It's
I'm sorry.
It's inflamed. It's
apologize. That, ladies and gentlemen, as it continues behind me, is my own personal sound. I should trademark it.
We are going to play Final Lovage of Jeopardy now with a communist and a zoophile and multimillionaire Rush Limbo.
Don't forget about the shingles, gout, and pyrrhea.
With Jason and the other guy's name is...
Matthew Joseph.
Hey, guys, are you there?
We're here.
All right, beautiful guys, here you go. You're both playing Final Lovage of Jeopardy. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And here is your category. It is Jurassic Backstreet Boys.
Now my kind of category.
The current age of rehabbing Backstreet Boy. See, I said Jurassic because they're not really boys, they're men.
Yeah, I like them that way.
The current age, I'm glad to hear that you like men rather than boys.
I do, men.
The current age.
Grown men, maybe with a little gray hair.
The current age of rehabbing Backstreet Boy.
Hi there.
AJ McClain. How old is this douchebag? Answer in the form of a question, guys, and good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a bottle of Rush Tabs, the daily dietary supplement, ladies and gentlemen, that is better than the common vitamin. By eating Rush Tabs, a supplement that obliterates conventional vitamins, You'll have a combination of yeast, NutraSweet, crushed walnuts, nougat, Lindt maraschino cherry stems, and my special vitamin BM. These tabs will make you master of the universe in no time. Now back to Final Lobo's Jeopardy with Alan Sebrick Geronimo.
Thank you, Rush.
Comrade, thank you.
Comrade,
Rush.
All right, here we go. Who do I want to talk to first?
The dull-witted factory worker, Jason.
Jason, rehabbing Backstreet Man, A.J. McClain, his current age, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the wrong line. Jason, how old?
What is 27?
I'm sorry, Jason. Hold on the line. You are going to get some prizes, but unfortunately, I've knocked you down to zero.
So now we want to go to...
Matthew Joseph from Alexandria, the operations manager, developer, and returning champion on Low Budget Jeopardy on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Matt, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
What is 23?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of a 16 magazine reader you are, but in fact, that is the correct answer.
That means Matthew Joseph has doubled his score. Wow, what a comeback.
And he's the big wiener, so Matthew, you can come back again next week. Jason, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here now is Rush Limbo to tell you what you want. Rush.
First of all, Matthew, you doubled your score to $43 added to your previous day's total. I didn't add it up yet, but you've got a pile of cash there, my friend. And now, listen to me, Jason Crockton. You want a gift basket from VirginiaGiftBasket.com. Excuse me. Call Virginia Gift Basket at 866-361-1321 or go online to order a basket. Wonderful basket. Delightful things in them. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a WWF Invasion prize pack. Courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF Invasion is in demand this Sunday at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order WWF Invasion this Sunday on pay-per-view. A fantastic operation they have over there. A big fan of Vince McMahon. But wait.
Oh, Rush.
There's more. You have won a pillow. Courtesy of 1-800-MATTRESS. I change mine regularly. The original dial-a-mattress. Call 1-800-MATTRESS, ladies and gentlemen. Click on mattress.com or visit the showrooms of Laurel and Alexandria, 1-800-MATTRESS. You leave off the last S for savings. That is a catchy slogan. I'm all for it. Congratulations.
All right, guys. Thank you for playing. Have a great weekend. Hold on a second, please. And well, Rush Limbo, what can I say? But
it's indeed been a pleasure to share with you all of my deep, dark secrets. Mm. Especially the one about playing with my nipples. Hey, take a look. I've left you a gift.
Rush, I guess we'll see you the next time we're in New York.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Look forward to eventually someday perhaps even doing battle with you.
That'd be lovely. Be fantastic. Boy, you are a poker player. Excuse us, Rush. Always
remember, never forget, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
OIB, the Obesity and Broadcasting Network. Check out my dimple lab.
Wow. You know, sorry about the fart thing. The thing is on continuous.
Well, it's lovely. I think they're lovely little windbreakers.
A lot of times I would hit it, and it would just cycle right through to the next one.
Well, I think it's appropriate, don't you?
Well, for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. Now, this is normally where we'd say, let's go right to Buzz with the news and comments.
Right.
But I understand there's a lovely standing by.
Really?
Even though we said that National Nipple Week will be continued, Nipple Month continued into next week.
Right.
Right. I frankly didn't think we'd have any contestants today, but Lisa says... One of the girls has actually shown up today.
And Lisa indicated that she's a little woozy.
Yeah, that maybe she's drunk. Which is which is great.
Perfect.
That's the perfect.
Oh, we'll ask her. We'll find out if she's loaded when she comes in here.
Perfect condition to enter a Don and Mike Show contest.
She hasn't made it down the hallway so far.
Okay, well...
I mean, I just saw Lisa go walking by, and then there was nobody in back of her. That's a clue right there.
Have you seen her yet in the lobby?
No, have you seen her?
Kind of impressive, yes.
Really? A nice-looking woman?
I think so.
Handsome woman?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, bring her by, Lisa. Wheel her by. And
seems to be some problem right now.
I think that... No, here comes Lisa running with the camera.
Uh-huh.
And we'll give the woman time to tweak. She's a handsome looking woman.
Here she comes. Joe assisting too.
Ah.
Joe pushing.
Yeah. She's cute.
cute girl. She's going to come in, and again, the contest is for National Nipple Week. We are paying $1,000 an inch.
That is correct.
For the longest nipples. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, now look, Buzz, you're right. Look what a cutie she is.
Yes, she is.
Hi, what's your name?
Beth.
Beth?
Beth.
Hi, Beth. Are you drunk, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you need the alcohol to get up your courage to come in here and do this? Is that why you've had a few beers or something? What has been the drink of choice today?
Water.
Oh, wow. So you're not. Well, Lisa, you said she reeked of alcohol.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, maybe she's got her story. She's going to stick with it.
Oh, okay. Right. So you haven't had any alcohol at all today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good. Right. Good for you.
Maybe that was her perfume we were smelling.
Probably.
I mean, she had on lovely.
Been Ben. Maybe he was drinking on the job. Never know.
Well, you never know who's going to be out in that lobby drinking. Well, how are you? Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, how are you?
Fine.
Fine. Okay, can you step up a little to the microphone so we can hear you a little bit? Beth, how old are you?
30.
And where are you from?
Ocean City.
Are you nervous? Are you a little nervous?
Yes.
Okay, is that why? I mean, you like us and all, right? I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when somebody's nervous, they give off that vibe that they're not happy to be here. You're happy to be here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you
get a little closer to the microphone? There you go.
You got the big nipples? The big long nipples?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
What we need you to do is take your shirt off,
and then we're going to measure your nipples with the special calipers.
Actually, Lisa will measure.
We're not. We as
right.
It was the royal we.
Trying
to put her at ease.
What we're gonna do is take the picture before you tweak and diddle whatever you have to.
Are you gonna need to do that, or are they fine on their own?
I will.
Oh, you have to. Okay, very good.
Okay, well, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, here we go.
Taking your shirt off.
Would you like to stand up or sit down while you're doing it?
You'll sit.
Okay,
what is your bra size?
34C.
34C. Very nice. And the celeb you think you most resemble?
So I'll tell you, she's cute.
None. I don't know any that
she's
I
She's a good-looking woman with long, blonde, what do you, highlight your hair or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman.
I mean, she is. Mm-hmm. She's happy to be here.
Yeah. Right. She's nervous. Okay, well, please take off that bra that appears to be constraining those mammoth breasts.
And then we will get ready for measuring.
Now, Lisa, the first picture will be just of the breasts, the nipples as they are now.
Correct.
Right. In their standard state.
They are large.
Yes. Yeah, they are large. Now, here comes Robin to take the picture. These pictures will be available for your perusal on www.donandmikefans.com.
All right.
And now we're going to give you a couple of seconds to do whatever you need to do to get them ready.
Yes, you can turn around if you wish. Yes. Whatever you need to do.
Oh, you want to turn your back to us while you do this?
She's gonna get them ready.
Okay.
All right. Now, the last woman that was in here used ice cubes.
Ice cubes.
She is doing this on her own.
She's just using her hands.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want ice cubes?
Do you want an ice cube?
Yes. She asked for ice cubes.
All right, very good. I will tell you that I can see from where I'm sitting, they are getting larger. I'm not sure whether they will beat the 0.6 inch that we had before.
They will.
They will.
Those are good.
I think they will.
You're confident in that.
Confident, she says. They will.
Ice on the way.
Where are you from in Ocean City? I love Ocean City. I got a place in the Pines. Could you turn around while I talk to you, please? Thank you.
Pittsville.
Okay, very good.
What's your favorite part of Ocean City? You like going to Tubby's? You ever eat at Tubby's?
No.
No, you ever had Tubby's? How about Secrets?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes Secrets?
Sure, who doesn't like Secrets?
I'm just trying to make a conversation with a topless girl.
Where's the ice? In the refrigerator?
And we're just waiting for Super Joe Ardinger to bring your ice. Could be, I had to wait about a half hour for this soda, so good luck waiting.
You could enter a few cubes out of your soda if you want.
I would, but they are, they're quite melted, and frankly, it's got my spit in there now.
That might help.
I don't know.
Robbie!
I don't know if she wants my spit.
Rob, you daredevil.
On her nipples.
That kind of courage is normally on a notepad.
How long you lived in the Ocean City there?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
You like it down there? You enjoying the show down there?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, here comes
Joe.
Super Joe with your ice.
You requested the ice. There's your ice. And are you going to turn your back again? And all right, she's selecting an ice cube. All right, very good.
Not a chance you could just do that in front of us?
Well, I guess it will.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's nice.
Well endowed.
Help us describe it to the describe the event to the audience.
Long, dirty blonde hair.
All right.
Here she goes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good show.
Time to work with the ice.
You. Come on.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Sound like Sheriff Head there for
a second. Yeah, that's a good show.
We will measure
as soon as you say you are ready. All right, now she's doing a little manual.
Uh-huh.
Wiping her hands off.
All right, my t-shirt.
And
they look a little chilly.
There you go. That's right. Tune the radio in.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, Tokyo. Here we go. Calling all cars. You ready to be measured?
Yes.
Okay, go. Good. Measure. Right.
We have a new leader, I think.
They sure do stand up and say hello. Now, Rob, you got the picture has to be not while measuring.
Not while measuring.
Okay. Well, the only thing the Weasel lawyers will allow is a before and after picture. So now, Rob, take the after picture.
We'll keep that one for ourselves.
For the website. And let's go to lovely Lisa, Schuster, our producer. And Lisa, what is the grand total?
What is that?
Hold on. I haven't read a caliper since college. Is that 1 inch? I don't know.
0.62.
Point six two. So by two things.
Two hundredths of an inch.
She moved ahead of the other woman.
She's the new leader.
That sounds valid. Right, based on what I saw. What's that, Rob?
Well, what, Robbie? One, actually.
0.61? Well, that's fine, because all that matters,
she's moved ahead of the previous woman.
That would be a $600 nipple anyway.
Yeah, right.
Because we round off to the nearest hundredth.
Yeah, because we're going to pay $1,000 an inch.
And we'll go 0.62.
So you have, it was worth the drive, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very
good. So right now, officially, you are in the lead with a 0.62 nipple. And that'll be on the web at www.donandmikefans.com. Good luck. By next Friday, we'll decide who the winner is.
Right now, you are in the lead. Congratulations. Out in front.
Thanks.
All right, and I'm sorry you were so nervous being in here. But don't
be nervous.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, well, thank you for coming.
See you. You ever spend time in Ocean Pines?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, that's... That's where I live.
I've never heard you share that before.
Yeah,
married? Single? Do we know?
You married, girl?
No.
No, she said.
No,
she's available.
No, you like married guys?
What was that?
What'd she say?
I didn't hear.
Hard to say because, you know, she got her back.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh.
No. Okay. That's just as well. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye. 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 She's a talker.
Christ. Yes. Okay. Well,
she had great nipples, though.
She did.
She never shut up.
Remember what I said, Mike. You don't have the personality.
That's right. Absolutely. No, thank you, Rob.
She had great nipples. Bigger than the last girl's.
Yes. Congratulations.
By 1/100th of an inch. As the contest continues. And once again, you'll be able to go to...
I did that on the air just to prove your point.
You'll be able to go to www.donandmikefans.com and see those nipples.
All right.
For yourself tonight.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
As soon as the webmaster can get that thing up, you'll be able to look and judge for yourself. Now, here is Buzz with the lead story. What is it, Buzz?
Tonight, Baltimore still burning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, had to cancel the baseball game there. Mm-hmm. Boy, look at that smoke coming out of the tunnel. All right, Baltimore next. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. News and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz News and Comment. Buzz Show tonight brought to you by eGars.com.
And it's
your source for Hoya de Monterey and on Punch Punch Cigars. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The crew of the freight train that derailed in Baltimore yesterday says it tried to call for help, but nobody answered. Government investigators say that's probably because the train was inside a tunnel at the time. Now, the train full of chemicals is still burning. Fire crews have been forced to delay their plan to pump out the hydrochloric acid because of all the heat.
Here's what that sounded like, Buzz. Now, first you have the
train going into the tunnel in Baltimore. And now they're called in for help and no one's answering.
Right.
Hello?
Nobody's answering the phone.
Yeah, that's it.
Just, a phone ringing somewhere and nobody answering it.
Nobody answering the phone.
As they call for help. So you can imagine their frustration.
The fire is so hot, they say the train cars were glowing. Water's being pumped through a manhole above the tunnel to try to cool the fire. That's led to the collapse of a street and a water main so far.
Oh, Rob.
I'll tell you right now, it's just a total CS.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is, Baltimore's on the map. You know who put this far out? Kale? Nope. Who?
Marty Bass.
Marty Bass. This is the worst thing to happen in this town since we knocked down the wrong building. Marty Bass, of course, the uncle of Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right.
Come on, Marty. Come on down here and pee on the fire. And don't forget Billy Big Mouth Bass. Another one of the Bass family members from Baltimore. Hey, worry. Be happy.
Oh, it was a weird day for baseball yesterday. Sparks flew at Qualcomm Stadium and sirens blared at Camden Yards, and none of that had anything to do with the game. In San Diego, the Padres' game against Arizona was stopped at the top of the third when transformers on a lighting tower exploded in a shower of sparks.
Hey, that's like that scene in The Natural, right?
Where he hits a big home run and it explodes the lights.
In Baltimore, the fumes from the big train wreck forced the Orioles to postpone the second half of their day-night doubleheader against the Texas Rangers.
Sorry, game called. Smells bad.
Padres finished their game today. The O's are taking things day by day.
Also from Baltimore, the words Johns Hopkins have always meant quality health care, so this has got to hurt. It's where my daughter was born. Today, the government suspended all federally funded research on human subjects at Johns Hopkins University after the death of a volunteer in an asthma study.
Hey, that's where I go for all my kidney workup also.
Still the best. The 24-year-old female volunteer was healthy going into the test. The school had already suspended the human studies by the doctor doing the experiments, so it says the government's move today was unnecessary.
My doctor, Doc Doolittle, he tells me nothing to worry about.
Well, you're probably fine.
I'm fine.
Still a good place. Congressman Condit's brother has a criminal record, and the parents of Chandra Levy think police ought to talk to that brother. But first, the cops would have to find him. Younger brother Daryl Wayne Condit is already a wanted man for a whole string of charges.
You know, that's trouble right there, Buzz. That's the three-named guy.
There's your clue.
Three-named guy.
Yeah, big trouble. The 49-year-old has a history of drug abuse, robbery, and theft. He's been behind bars in five different states. It isn't clear whether Daryl and Gary are congressman's other brother, Bert, is a policeman in Modesto who's been honored as Officer of the Year for catching a cop killer. Cementing itself into third place in a three-way ratings race, the CBS Evening News avoided the Chandra Levy story for nearly 3 months.
There you go. These are the same guys, the same brain trust that we had this gigantic meeting with today for hours and hours.
Last night, the show covered the story for the very first time, and in the minds of many, the story was inaccurate. The story basically said the FBI thinks D.C. police have made a mistake by focusing so much on Gary Condit.
I heard this. I couldn't believe this.
And that the Bureau views the case as low priority. Well, the FBI today is taking issue with both of those points. It was almost as if the show was trying to prove that the talk of the country isn't really a big story. Anchor Dan Rather has made it clear he doesn't like the story, saying there's no evidence that a crime has even been committed.
The FBI should take issue with CBS for airing Judging Amy. They should go lock up Les Moonves right now.
Nobody's watching.
Put him in the leg irons and take him out and cut his head off.
Thank you. New York police seized over 1 million tablets of ecstasy yesterday. They say it would have been worth over $40 million to the sellers.
Sorry, Joe.
The biggest ecstasy bust
for Joe Ardinger.
Who got into my stuff?
Biggest ecstasy bust in New York history. Two young Israeli men were arrested in the raid on an apartment in Lower Manhattan. The drugs mostly used at nightclubs and at rave parties. Officials say it's the most popular and the most dangerous drug right now in New York.
Nagila Hava.
Yeah, Alan and Steve were probably involved. No, actually, you know what, Joe, and that's why he keeps misunderstanding.
Well, what do you mean?
On ESPN, he keeps asking me when the X Games are coming on.
Absolutely.
Because he thinks that it's all guys who are taking X's.
No, he's so misguided.
I keep saying, no, Joe, it's like guys on skateboards, and he's like, Well, Mike, you do the impression. Are they on X?
Are they on X? I can't wait till the start of the X Games. It's going to be fun.
Some of the folks mowed down by Lizzie Grubman's SUV are in worse shape than most of us realize. The New York Post says several victims have injured and, in some cases, fractured pelvises. The prosecutor describes the injuries as very serious. Lizzie's people have been saying most of the injuries were minor. 16 people were hurt when the New York PR lady plowed her dad's 2001 Mercedes SUV into a crowd outside a nightclub in the Hamptons nearly 2 weeks ago.
Lizzie, and every picture I see of her now, I stand by my first assessment. Always go with your gut reaction. She is non-doable. Even if you go by the rule that you don't have to face.
I have a theory about that.
No, I would still.
I think if you're in the news and you've done a bad thing or you're suspected of doing a bad thing, that newspapers and television stations, as the story progresses, pick gradually increasingly less flattering pictures of the person to put on television.
No, that's true. And Lizzie, what's her last name, Buzz?
Grubman.
Here she is last night speaking, I think, forgive me, from The View.
Mm-hmm.
Here she's being interviewed by the girls on The View.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Got a low voice.
I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, please forgive us.
And as she took the car, as she ran over, she was going to run over all four of them, but the car got stuck on Star Jones.
No, thank goodness.
And then stuck on one of the Jordanaires, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
The New York Post says it's been told by lawyers that a pelvis injury can affect a woman's ability to have children, which puts her damages legally at over $1 million in a lawsuit. Four of the victims have all...
And Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
It's Dark Pants time. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some New Yorkers have been making up jokes about the Lizzie Grubman incident. Somebody even rewrote the Lizzie Borden rhyme to fit this case. Lizzie Borden took an axe,
gave her mother 40 wax. Yeah.
Some New Yorkers are even making money off the incident. You can buy a Lizzie t-shirt at hitandrunbitch.com. It features a photo of her along with a cartoon that explains that SUV stands for stuck under vehicle. For a while, on GeoCities, you could get Lizzie's Hamptons 500 game. That game has since been yanked, but people are still emailing it around. In the game, you drive a car with a picture of Lizzie behind the wheel. The object is to hit people outside the nightclub. The instructions tell how you can, and I quote, help Lizzie rid the Hamptons of white trash.
I'll say this. In the pictures I've seen, she's no thin Lizzie.
No.
Oh, I think she's got a better body.
I was just doing a jailbreak.
Thin Lizzie. Tonight is going to be a jailbreak.
I'm sorry.
Concerned Americans are starting to fight back against those red light cameras.
Hey.
Good. Color me... on board.
Yes, with it.
Mm-hmm. Cities that use them.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Color me.
Are you with it?
Color me with it.
With it. Groovy.
Right on.
Cities that use those cameras are starting to face lawsuits.
I was going to say, color me guilty because right. I've been caught so many times by the goddamn thing.
I think I got caught the other night.
Yeah.
I'll find out later.
Yeah, you'll give it about 7 days. You'll get the letter in the mail.
Bills in the mail. Some of the cameras have been a target for bullets. Critics say the cameras are a Big Brother invasion of our privacy and exist only as money-making machines. The biggest battle is being waged in San Diego, where lawyers are trying to get nearly 400 tickets dismissed on constitutional grounds. San Diego sent out 84,000 red light tickets over the past 3 years at $271 a pop. And it turns out three of the cameras were inaccurate.
Watch out, the cops are coming.
At least 50 cities using the cameras now, at least.
Cities.
Mm-hmm. City. Former headline news anchor Lynn Russell says she's talking with Playboy magazine about a pictorial featuring her.
Yes, now. Yeah. Who doesn't want to see that Amazon naked? I do.
I like that a lot.
She hasn't said whether it'll be all nude or just provocative, and Playboy won't talk about it at all.
Oh,
but
come on, show everything.
She told an Atlanta radio station yesterday she's planning on appearing in the magazine.
Yeah, come on, do a doctor's exam.
Yeah.
The 54-year-old developed a big following during her 18 years with CNN because of her sultry appearance. She left CNN to pursue an acting career, just as Andrea Thompson of NYPD Blue leaves acting to pursue a career at CNN.
I haven't seen Andrea Thompson on Headline News. Have you seen her?
August 6th.
She doesn't start for a couple of weeks.
Oh, August good. 6th. Okay, good. I haven't missed her. Russell says she's already landed a role in a Canadian TV series as she works on that acting career.
Hey, good job, eh?
53-year-old Richard Davis of London says it was his medicine that made him do sexually inappropriate things and get convicted for fraud and declare bankruptcy.
Hello.
And now the drug company settled with Richard out of court. Davis, who says he was a virgin at 53 until he started taking the drug, claims it turned him into a sex maniac. He says he started paying for sex and neglected his business because of his, as he puts it, raging libido. He says he was like a kid in a candy store, spending his time and money at whorehouses instead of on movies and bridge the way he used to.
This is like the Michael Douglas crap that he told his ex-wife. Honey, I love you, but I'm a sexaholic.
It's a disease.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a sexaholic, but I only have sex with my wife.
It's a disease.
Please.
Getting a lot of money for it, too. They won't say exactly how much. Oh, this is no doubt going to turn up on some TV show. In Plainville, Connecticut, Stephen Harris has been arrested for peeing on a guy at a Lowe's home improvement warehouse store.
Wait, hold on. There's something wrong there with that?
Yeah, you're really not supposed. They frown on it, actually.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's, I don't
not
know.
At Home Depot.
I'll tell you, if you're in front of Don Geronimo, you better, if you go into the 10 items or less line, you better have 10 items or less.
And if you got 15,
right,
watch out.
You'll have a wet leg.
Let me just say, there's a brownout in your future.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you got 15 items in the 10 item or less line.
Hey, honey, look on your loafer. Oh, my God. Well, at this Lowe's in Connecticut, a security guard saw Stephen pacing back and forth in the aisles, and then, according to astounded police who have seen the security tape, he walked up behind another customer and urinated on the guy's pants.
Booyah!
They say the tape shows Stephen coming back two more times to do it again.
Booyah!
He's been charged with public indecency and a breach of the peace.
One more, Buzzy.
We love to take note of what rock stars demand to have backstage, and we may have a new winner.
Oh, really?
American glam rocker Iggy Pop has told concert organizers in Scotland he must have the New York Times, some broccoli, and seven dwarves.
Well,
at a London newspaper says Iggy hates broccoli and plans to just throw it away. He's also ordered up a brand of herbal cigarettes called American Spirit, even though he doesn't smoke.
Rock stars, is there anything they don't know?
He says he's thinking about taking up the habit. No word on what he plans to do with the dwarves.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
For the news, I got this.
Hello.
Time now for a call 100.
We here for the concert?
877-365-3636. Yeah, just go back by the broccoli and buy the cigarette.
Uh-huh. How are you, Mr. Pop?
877-365-3636.
Any relation to John?
365-3636. Call 100 right now. Get a prize package delivered especially for you.
We have seven dwarves and we brought a labor-saving card.
We'll be back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
And once again, here is our friend Guy Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, what do you think it would cost to get Spike Lee seats for this game? Michael Jordan may make his comeback in New York's Madison Square Garden. The next NBA schedule isn't out yet, but word is Jordan's Washington Wizards will open their season in New York against the Knicks on October 30th. The 38-year-old Jordan told reporters yesterday to give him, quote, another month and a half to decide whether he's coming back.
Sounds to me like Michael Jordan could be making decisions at Infinity Broadcast. Really. Come on, go ahead.
That apparently hinges on how well he recovers from the cracked ribs he got in a pickup game in Chicago last month. It was touch and go for a while, but C-Webb is staying with the Sacramento Kings.
Well, now that is good news. And that's a surprise. I would have bet money that he would have gone somewhere else.
Absolutely. His agent says Chris Webber will re-sign with the team, getting the biggest salary the NBA will allow. He'll get $123 million over 7 years. He's expected to sign tomorrow or Saturday. Christian Laettner's re-signed with the Washington Wizards. No word on the money there. Horace Grant going back to the Orlando Magic. He signed a 3-year, $7 million deal. Grant played 4 seasons in Orlando before being traded away 2 years ago. The Magic signed him again one day after signing 38-year-old free agent center Patrick Ewing.
You know, I think I may have said this before, but it bears repeating that I think Chris Webber's entire thing with Sacramento was not that he didn't like the people or the fan support. It's just he didn't find the nightlife. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that if Chris Webber, you know, wants to find the nightlife, he simply has to come out with us
right
the next time we go to Sacramento to do a live show, because we've never had any problem getting drunk there. Not at all. The booze is everywhere now. The hotels, you know, you can't get lunch at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. Yeah, they close a little early.
But
kind of roll the sidewalks up in that town.
But they do serve, though.
And great wine. You can also afford that personal jet now, too.
Sure.
The NFL standing by its record-setting fine against the Baltimore Ravens' Ray Lewis. Lewis was fined $250,000 for conduct detrimental to the league because of the murder charges he faced. He was ultimately convicted of only one crime, obstruction of justice, for lying to police. The Players Association called the fine excessive. The money will go to youth football programs in Baltimore.
Boy, when does the good news for Baltimore end on today's news?
My God. Finally, Florida police always make it a point to watch those spring break sex videos. They say they do this to see if any crimes were committed in their jurisdiction. Apparently there were in Panama City Beach. Police say Donald Gadd had sex with 3 young lovelies, all of them underage.
Oh, my.
There were other guys in the video, too. Police haven't been able to identify them yet, but they say they have figured out who Donald is by watching him take off his hotel security guard uniform.
Get my left ball, dimwit.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
On the Don and Mike Show.
I'm just listening to a little conversation between the guy and some of the co-workers.
He was old.
My left ball, dimwit.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
There it is.
There he is.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Although,
what's it, Buzz?
That's it. Okay. No! Yes, that's it. We gotta go! Thanks to everybody for another great week of shows, and thanks to CBS for being the weasels that they are. We'll let you know what's happening in 2 weeks.
Things will be great.
Absolutely.
Very happy. Now that we're not happy now, we'll be extra double special happy.
Sure.
Very exciting news for WJFK and also for WNEW.
And, well, I can't say the rest. Wait 2 weeks, we'll tell you.
Right.
Also, want to let you know that tomorrow's a scheduled day off of the show.
Right.
No work stoppage. We're not fired. We're not suspended. We'll see you back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. See the world's greatest blues band.
Yeah.
Right on! Mike O'Mara stars in Crap, a musical, at the 2nd Street Cafe, 11 South 2nd Street, Old Town, Warrenton, VA. This is on Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah, small room. Get there early.
Okay. Everybody join me. I can't be there, of course. I'll be there in spirit, but we're just checking. Mike.
Please, God, don't do that to me.
We're having a Ringo.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not free of charge.
Shocker.
Really?
What about for friends?
No. Everybody pays, even our wives.
He's like Madonna, Buzz. I'm sure you heard the story. Madonna says everybody pays. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, did I press the right button? What am I doing here? I'm sorry, my mistake. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Paul Artina.
Listen, where are you from?
Wichita.
You got the WWF Invasion Prize Pack, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. Enjoy WWF Invasion in Demand Sunday night, 8 o'clock, on Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Sunday on pay-per-view, enjoy the free wrestling, and thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, that's it. We got to go. So not here tomorrow, back on Monday.
See you Monday, everybody.
Have a great weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie. Throw that hat in the air. Throw that cock hat in the air from the Southern California Gamecocks.
Great.
Throw that cock hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Don't check it in for free.
Meow. I bet he'll let you in for free.
No.
Okay, see you. See you Monday.
So long.
Bye-bye.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.